Oh, recorded live.
Hail Victory, everyone. This is Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Lindstedt, and this is episode number 7 of the Bowel Movement Dirt. And pretty well what me and Pastor John Britton are going to go ahead and discuss is our inevitable banning from Jeremy Visser's old CPM forum, his old V-Bulletin forum, which we call Pisser Cinder. Because by going ahead and banning me and, Six Killer, is that what he's done is he's turned pretty well his forum into pretty well just nothing more than a burnt out cinder. And that's why we call it Pisser Cinder. His new forum that we call, Pisser's Pussy Palace, it don't have hardly any posters at all because nobody goes to it. It's a brand new V-Bulletin 4.0 forum, and I despise the new forum. But what it does is it goes ahead and uses RSS feeds and feeds all this stuff into it. And what it is new technology run amok. Because instead of actual having live people on there, it goes ahead and generates nothing but content taken from other sites. And as a result, creates just nothing more than a means to fill a database full of internet sludge and gorp. So, while me and Pastor Six Killer were on there, we were able to go ahead and discuss Dual Seedline Christian Identity. Essentially, about a month ago, here comes this Obadiah 118 who used to be on VNNF. And the VNNF tards, of which you got to know that at least a third are Jew trolls, because as John Nugent or D. Nugent said, let me point out, is that on Jew holy days, the Jew religious holy days, their posting goes down by a third. The reason of it is these observant Jews who are pretending to be white nationalists stop posting Nazi stuff on the day of these religious Jew holidays. So VNNF is full of trolls and wiggers and tards. And one of the names for VNNF is Linder's Greater Free Range Tard Corral. And Linder's Greater Free Range Tard Corral ends up having, it's also known as Trader Glenn Miller News Network Forum. And because of the latest incursion onto Visser's forum, I've had to go ahead and take time off from going ahead and answering more other important stuff, because the heart of dual seedline Christian identity is a core concern to me. The above ground dual seedline Christian identity church needs always to be protected at all costs and by all means necessary. So I've had to deal with this matter over the past month or so. Now, this Obadiah 118 was known as a gender bender. He eventually claimed to be a 51 or 52-year-old Australian. But you could go ahead and find that out simply by going ahead and reading these posts on Visser's old CPM forum, the V-Bulletin 3 forum that he bought, by going ahead and looking that. Here's this character claiming to have grown up in the 60s and 70s. Well, I grew up in the 60s and early 70s, and I'm 52 years old. So this character is just a year or so younger than me. And here it is, pretending to be a drop-dead gorgeous female. Now, there's a law. There's a law in the books, too, where a man who was dressing up as a woman was to be put to death. But these CI tards, they don't seem to understand it. And the reason they don't understand how to go ahead and live according to the law is because it's not written in their hearts. See, that's why they've got to go ahead, just like Jews, pretend, to be Israel, and they have to go ahead and instead just obeying the Bible and Yahweh's express commandments, what they have to do is they have to create a Pharisaical construct to where they pretend to be something that they are not. And what they are not is they're not of Christian Israel. excuse me, these Jews, over the years, they're actually Edomites. They're Canaanites. They're Kenites. They were Ashkenazi Hittites. They were Sephardic. They were Sephardic Mamzers who lived in the Iberian Peninsula, living off the white man there. In all times, they claimed to be Jews. See, that was the curse of Yahweh, is that these evil things, these bad things that returned would be known as Jews. And the curse of Israel was that Israel would lose its identity. See, that's why we call our religion, both one seed line and dual seed line, Christian identity, because we have found our identity. We know who we are. We are the descendants of the house of Israel. Now, the one seed liners, they go with their fundamentalist stuff, sort of like Pete Peters. And I have no real quarrel with Pete Peters, although I see no reason to quarrel with Pete Peters, because at least Pete Peters doesn't claim to be identity. But among these dual seed line Christian identity, you've had these people who have pretended to be Christian identity, and they come in and they bring their Baptist hobbyist nonsense and their Pentecostal linthead nonsense, and they were just like California refugees, you know, running away from the Mexicans, who dare not say why they're running because they're scared to be called racist. But what they want to do is, as California refugees, they want to go ahead and change their newfound surroundings into the same old shithole that they left in California. They want to go ahead and have a cop on every street or block. They want to go ahead and have the same sort of idiot schools to where they turned out to be Quakers. They want higher taxes to pay for all these cops and schools. And you ask them, why are you here? Why are you here? Have you not gone ahead and recreated the same conditions from which you left? And where, once you've gone ahead and turned Missouri or Idaho into a Californicated shithole, where are you going to run to then? Because there will not be any more places for you to run to and ruin like you did before. And the natives who lived there, they despise these California refugees. And so, too, does the old line, dual seed line Christian identity believers, the ones who understand, the ones who have the word of Yahweh written in their heart, they despise these newcomers who go ahead and try to bring and try to force their Talmudic injunctions upon us. Now, over the last couple of weeks, both on Pastor Fink's Talk Show program and over on Stumble In and on this forum, I have gone ahead and engaged Jeremy Visser in debate. And whenever Jeremy Visser gets a chance to go ahead and lie and obfuscate here, he has won, because he's a far better speaker than I am. I mean, the ranks of used car salesmen and televangelists have lost a wonderful speaker in Jeremy Visser. Jeremy Visser reminds me of this pastor who went ahead and took over this friend's. He'd gone ahead and taken care of the church. He took over, and this guy was a recovered meth head. And the guy had a wonderful line of pattern, but he was a confidence man, just like Jeremy Visser. He was able to go ahead and tell people all sorts of things. And he was slick, but the problem of it is that you catch him in a lie, and then he tells another lie to cover it. Well, the Internet catches you, because what it does is that once you go ahead and put it down, there are hard-minded men like me who go ahead and record it onto our hard drives. And then from our hard drives, we record it onto a DVD-ROM, and we're able to go ahead and find out what it says. And the thing about it is you can't lie on the Internet as much as you lie in real life, because once you say something, it's heard, and you're caught. And that's what happened. No, that's what has been happening to Jeremy Visser. Anyway, it seems like Pastor Six Killer is online. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was pretty well telling about how the used car salesman and televangelists have lost a wonderful speaker in Jeremy Visser. And before you got banned, you went ahead and told out about Jeremy Visser. I was talking about how Jeremy Visser reminds me of this preacher who went ahead and started this church recovery addict next to my friend's house in this church, and pretty well kicked him out of his he went ahead and he painted this old church and he took care of it. He got kicked out and kicked up to a new room, and then pretty well he was eased out, and he was pretty well eased out by this former addict. But the thing about it is, these former addicts, they retain the same characteristics by which they were able to go ahead and get and use all manner of drugs for years and years and years and years by going ahead and finding enablers. And what they are is that they're charmers, they're amoral sociopaths, they lie like crazy, and you can't go ahead and get them to tell the truth. All you can do is, once you catch them in a lie, you dig at the lie and he has to tell more lies, and how the internet is hostile to that. Because once you go ahead and write it down, people like me go ahead and record it on on a storage mechanism, be it a hard drive or a DVD or a CD or whatever, and these people get caught out permanently out in their lives, and then they don't know what to do. But in the case of Jeremy Visser, I think that, he's either a recovering drug addict or maybe not altogether a recovering drug addict, and you pretty well said the same thing before you got banned from Piss or Cinder today, didn't you?
Yes, I did. He reminds me of a helicopter mechanic that I had named Mike. Mike was he was a recovering he'd been through rehab, and he became a religious lint head, and in the process he was a real zealot. I mean, he was still had these addictions that he had given up, that he was still addicted to, use of tobacco was one. He was a major meth head. He got caught by the company that he worked for, using meth. So they sent him through rehab, and after he went through rehab, he found he became Pentecostal, and
Pentecostal lint heads is from a term used by Jim Floyd a number of years ago, and Six Killer, he likes it because it refers to these people who 40 years ago hated niggers and had their church say that it was okay not to allow niggers in their church and segregation was okay. And they were called lint heads because they worked in the cotton gin, and the cotton gin would go ahead and turn their hair white from all that lint from the cotton things here. So they're known as Pentecostal, lint heads. But after about 30 years, by the time the 70s and 80s led on, just like the Mormon church, they ended up going ahead and going away from segregation because their church now told them that it was awful to go ahead and discriminate. And as a result, now these Pentecostal lint heads are still self-righteous, but now they end up having a whole bunch of nigger grandchildren, little half-breed mulatto grandchildren. And that's why we call them lint heads. And so this guy named Mike, he was sort of a lint head as far as you were concerned, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Go on, please.
Well, now, you're speaking of lint heads, you can go to their summer camps there in southeast Texas, and, these lint heads, they send them there. So, after they have one of their summer camps, you can see used condoms all over the campground where, they let their daughters screw Mexicans and niggers now. That's acceptable behavior, at Pentecostal summer camp there out of Lufkin, Texas.
You were flying, or you were around that recently, sometime in the last couple of years, and you sort of seen this behavior from these Pentecostal linhead churches to where, they don't dare drink, but it's okay for them to screw niggers and Mexicans and bring home a little nigger or Mexican, grand nigglet or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you had a problem with Mike because in addition to being a sanctimonious bastard, he didn't go ahead and do what he was supposed to do as a mechanic, did he?
Nope.
Could you elaborate, please?
Oh, there were multiple things he didn't do. I mean, he just didn't do normal maintenance procedures like compressor washes, that type of thing. and he ended up costing the company a considerable sum of money, you know, plus it could have been even more expensive had you know, it dumped the helicopter on the ground somewhere.
Okay, you were telling me that a compression wash is rather important because you were flying around the Gulf and you have all this salt air, and this salt goes ahead and it gets, you know, from the sea foam and from the air, gets into this compressor and it acts not only as a corrosive, but it also acts as an abrasive. So
yes.
you were saying that you'd go ahead and hear some other systems shutting down because or having to work because this compressor was all chock full of salt, and how it ended up costing $250,000 to go ahead and fix this compressor, but it could have gone ahead and cost a $2 million helicopter and your life, and that's why you were annoyed at this character who didn't do the normal maintenance functions in which he was paid to do, didn't do.
Right. He was kind of a yes man. He got the director of maintenance there was a, you know, Linhead just like him, and they, you know, kind of Linhead buddies. So, you know, anything that he did, you know, was perfect in the eyes of the director of maintenance.
And you didn't think much. You just soon had an atheist or an open heathen, as opposed to someone who's going to go ahead not only tear up the helicopter, but get you killed, as far as you're concerned.
Well, yeah, you know, an open atheist or heathen that did his job would have been much preferable. You know, besides that, I wouldn't have had to listen to, you know, his sermons on a daily note. You know, this guy, he saw the devil in everything. As you know, Satan was everything. You know, Satan was always after him. It was, you know. Satan was responsible for his conduct.
Okay, I've seen alcoholics and dopers, and they have told me that they have personally met Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And they met Satan in a bottle, or they met Satan, you know, in a crack pipe, or they met Satan doing this or Satan doing that, and they do believe that there is a personal Satan, unlike Mark Downey.
Oh yeah.
And What they try to do is that they try to go ahead and lay on Satan the blame for their own lack of character, their own misconduct, don't they?
That's true.
So as a result, you can't go ahead and altogether trust these people. You and I have speculated off air that Visser's brother, who he calls Admin, who he calls a real Fruit Loop. I mean, you and I have speculated that maybe Visser doesn't have a brother and that this Admin is really somebody who was essentially part of Visser's split personality as a probable drug addict.
Yep. Right. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
That was a classic by Robert Louis Stevenson, and it became quite famous because it was really the first real literary treatment of dual personalities, you know, what they later called schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, Dr. Jekyll was a well-known physician and surgeon, well-loved and a wonderful man. And what happens, he'd take a potion. He was experimenting, you know, as a doctor, he was experimenting with potions, you know, for whatever reason. And using them for himself, he'd go ahead and drink this potion. And there would be a little bitty, physically small, little evil man known as Mr. Hyde. And Mr. Hyde would run wild and do all sorts of evil things. And then Mr. Jekyll, Dr. Jekyll wouldn't remember it at all. It was a rather famous show, and it's been redone a time and time and time again, sort of like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein and, Bram Stoker's Dracula. It's pretty well become a staple among the science fiction and horror, you know, movies and books and classics, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
So I don't know. Do you think that Visser actually has a brother, or do you think it's likely that it's just a split personality, or you know, the fact of the matter is we really don't know, and it really doesn't matter too much.
Well, we really don't know, and the fact of it is it really doesn't matter, in my opinion, if he has a brother or not. You know, I mean, but, you know, they don't, you watch admin post versus, you know, or the one that he claims is his brother post, and, you know, normally when it's two different people, even though they'd be brother, there's some distinguishing mark between it, and there seems to be no distinguishing mark with you know, him and Visser. Perhaps they're identical twins, I don't know.
They might be, or they might very well be brothers. But when I was, you know, I mean, going back on what happened today.
But, you know, I mean, there's some things that, you know, it's like him talking about, you know, the cops coming in and breaking in his door, or, you know, I think he said the FBI did. Well, the cops that normally do that are the drug tests, you know, these joint tasks for drug cops do that type of thing. You know, busting a meth lab or what are, you know, I mean, that's the type of people that do that type of thing.
Your joint drug task force, because they've been allowed, I mean, the FBI usually knocks on the door and has a subpoena that we need or we want to talk to you, and they don't, usually the FBI doesn't kick in doors, but usually your joint drug task force comprised of your sheriff's deputies, and, you know, your local sheriff's deputies, and your city police, and, you know, probably DEA agents, they're the ones who go ahead and usually break in the doors without,
yeah.
You know, with about maybe, 15 seconds, you know, they have about 15 seconds to knock, demand you open the door, and they're bringing up, they're all dressed up in SWAT gear, and they have a door buster there, and they're the ones that go ahead and kick in the door.
That's true.
And, in any case, Visser has gone ahead and complained or, you know, whined that I've slandered him, saying that he's using a non-synthetic drug, you know, non-synthetic drugs. And pretty well I said that it doesn't really matter, because the problem of it is arguing with Jeremy Visser about what he considers to be a natural versus a synthetic drug is about as productive as arguing with Bill Clinton about the meaning of the word "is."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're never going to go ahead and get an honest answer. You're going to get a bunch of evasions, aren't you?
Yes. Here's the thing, you know. Another point I'll make is, you got people on there like Dave from UK that makes a big deal out of this. You know, what's his username over there on Fink's forum?
He was Dave from UK, but he was complaining about cannabis can save us.
Right. But it's, you know, he's posting on one of the biggest advocates of cannabis forum, you know, i.e. Jeremy Visser. You know, he openly admits that he's a cannabis user. You know, he wrote a sermon on the, you know, the, you know, that it was an herb.
Not the herb of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I went ahead and seen cannabis can save us. And I don't know, someone like myself goes ahead and looks at it, sort of thought, well, I thought a dual feline Christian identity forum, like Fink says, is that supposed to be Jesus Christ can save us.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, cannabis can save us. I go ahead and look at it, and I'm thinking, who let the pothead in? But I'm not complaining about cannabis can save us, because as it looks to me, look, if I don't like, you know, look, cannabis can save us. I mean, you know, I don't agree with all the, I mean, I don't think nigger weed should have been made illegal, because essentially it goes ahead and pays for all these, you know, it goes ahead and makes an excuse for all these pigs to go ahead and do all these drug laws. And if you're going to go ahead and use lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of dope, then go ahead and do it, but don't bother us about it. Just go ahead and, you know, smoke out all your little brain cells. And nobody, I mean, I'm not big on potheads, because they're sort of selfish creatures. And, you know, I mean, a few times, I've never tried it myself, but I've smelled the secondhand smoke from it. It just makes these people goofy and selfish. You know, they're not as bad tempered as when they take alcohol. As Anglo Mestizo takes alcohol, because that's one thing you don't want to go ahead and give these Indians is liquor. You know, I come from South Dakota, and a lot of South Dakotans know that much. But I mean, you know, the nigger weed just usually just makes them goofy and placid and worthless, and you know, more so than usual. And look, cannabis can save us. I mean, smoke all the dope you want. I don't care. And as a result, I don't complain the way I think about letting cannabis can save us. And essentially, Dave from UK, and he didn't go ahead and admit it, he's whining. The Think went ahead and honored his request because he whined about, oh, how awful it is that Think should go ahead and let cannabis. Well, he has to go ahead and be deleted.
Well, Dave from UK, he has a whine that would do a Jewish American princess from New York that's attending Florida State University proud. You know, whining because daddy cut off her credit card and she can't go on spring break. That's what he reminds me of.
Well, think what they had told him is that, okay, well, I'll go ahead and ban you like you want. I mean, I'm just tired of you whining. I mean, if you don't like reading it, just don't go ahead and read it. But he went ahead and gave Dave from UK what he wanted, and then he comes over to Fink's forum, and he whines, and he goes ahead, and he comes up with this crap.
Well, he not only whines, he snivels to boot.
Yeah, he snivels to boot about, oh, how awful it is that, that Visser went ahead and, Fink went ahead and gave it, and he goes ahead. And he's whining about this, and he comes to the webpage of what's really known as the old Pastor Fuzz, who likes to use all this dope here. So where is the rationality on that? Is it rational to go ahead and beg, to go ahead and get kicked off because you don't like what some poster says, and then come back and complain and whine about about how over to Pastor Fuzz's board? And the answer is it doesn't here. But I'm looking at this thing here. And Dave UK says, how does it feel after Winstead's death threats against you to have your friends, Think and Pilgrim, come down on the side of Winstead? Think even says he'll ban Obadiah from Crystal Genius board for rebuking Lindstein here on CPM. Are you beginning to see a pattern emerging at all? Is there as yet, dear brother, this last hope you may emerge from this, being drawn to the realization of the mutable, irrefutable, and denial fact that there are those among us that who are not that which we once pursued them be, and that hope beyond hope will avail us not? And he goes ahead and he posts to Fink's talk show things. And I cannot imagine you of all people ever doing anything deserves such threats, let alone the utter contempt and lack of empathy shown to your plight by these individuals. And yet they profess kinship. My Janito, dear James, me Janito. And the thing about it is that I never said that James the Jester, as I call him Judas the Juiced Howard, was my brother. I said, look, you're a dirty line mamper who comes on, who sides with Obadiah, and demands my banning. And you got it. You're just a dirty line mamper who brings your Pentecostal lineage and your Baptist hobbyist bullshit to that, and you demand that we be censored, we be banned. Anyway, Pilgrim went ahead and said, of course, entirely untrue, Dave. Actually, the truth be told, you have always been something of a whiner, a rather self-absorbed whiner, and apparently a bitter self-absorbed whiner. Trying to sow more dramatic discord, it's good to see you and Obadiah together in the same thread. You will undoubtedly have much in common. Here comes Obadiah. Obadiah realizes that it's not welcome on Fink's Forum no more. It comes back. Bill can't fire me, I quit. And then the critter says, contrary to popular belief, my reason for joining this board and his was to fellowship with Christian Dennis, not to chastise them. But I'm concerned about something that I believe was counter to Scripture and the spirit of the law. I'm going to voice that concern. I'm not going to hold back because I'm afraid I may offend somebody or make waves. Since when did obeying Yahweh become a popularity contest? Well, look, Obadiah, you show up as a gender bender, and the DNF cards are able to go ahead and figure you out. But you go ahead and you cause trouble. You deliberately, I mean, this thing started on February 9th, and since then, there has been a lot of discord. And what I'm saying is that, look, Obadiah, you actually did us a favor by going ahead and removing these people who, if we'd had to rely on them under positions of stress, they'd have failed us. So there's no stress right now, is there? Still there?
Yeah, no.
I mean, you know, the above ground dual seed line Christian Identity Church is not real. It's under the same Mamzer attack, but essentially we're not being rounded up by Zog or being sent to prison on trumped up charges or anything, are we?
No.
No. So does it really matter if these people go ahead and reveal what side they're on and who they, you know, who they stick with?
I don't see that it is, but apparently they do.
Well, they do, but I don't know. It seems like to me like they're just a bunch of ticks on the, you know, hanging like dingleberries on the bunghole of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, old Pastor Bill, who he showed up and he begged. You see, contrary to his, you know, crap here, he was going ahead and said that I begged him to become a Christian Identity pastor, you know, one of mine.
Actually, he started begging me, if you remember right, in PMs, and I passed him on to you because I didn't know really, while you were, first off, you were within a few hundred miles of him.
300 miles.
Yeah, and you wanted, you know, through private messages, we kind of determined that it would be, you know, a good idea to look at the critter.
Okay, and I've always been of the belief that there's nothing wrong with creating as many ministers as possible as long as they don't go ahead and cause trouble. Correct?
That's correct.
I said that when Gallette, when I was in jail, and Joe Jocelyn was bitching that we had less than 2 years experience, so therefore we should be made full fledged pastors. And then I got downgraded to minister, and then Joe Jocelyn was whining about prime poisoning and what I allegedly said, and, you know, I mean...
Yeah, he was... Joe Jocelyn was another crybaby, you know, and he viewed it as, like you said, you know, what was his, and what was Gallette was going to become his. That's the way he viewed it.
Yeah, and pretty well, he was just another little person here who gets a little bit of power and then promptly proceeds to abuse it.
There seems to be no shortage of that type, though. I'm sure Visser would be the same way if little power would go to his head.
Well, Visser is the same way. I mean, when I found out in early, you know, August 3rd that him and Fruit Loop Visser were plotting to go ahead and kick you, you know, go ahead and let Brian Wright, who shows up, and oh, by the way, They're scrubbing these old threads, and they've gone ahead and claimed that Brian Wright is my sock puppet. But the fact of the matter is that yesterday I found out that we were going to go ahead and be banned. We're going to be nuked on Piss or Cinder permanently today. Let me go ahead and go.
You know, that's funny. You know, in that one post, he said that, you know, I wasn't, or admin, you know, it's supposed to be his brother, I guess, lets me know that I wasn't invited, you know, over there to view the, you know, to view anything. And here, you know, I'm looking at my email, and I got four invites to join the new, you know, Jezebel's Pussy Palace, the new forum.
They were going to change the name to Pisser's Pussy Palace because at least it's alliterative. You know what I mean? If I call him Pisser, we're going to end up calling him Pisser. Because, see, the thing that really drives these people up the wall is ridicule. You mm-hmm. ridicule their pretensions, and they just literally just come apart.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't stand. They can't stand ridicule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it goes to show that you don't think they're dangerous. You just think they're pathetic, that they're ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing, you know, and admin pointed this out. Visser does a great job of delivering a sermon. He's a good speaker. I mean, his speaking skills are actually quite enviable.
Well, oh, well, I'd sort of be enviable, but the thing about it is he uses the speaking skills to lie.
Right. After you know this about him, it's like listening to Bill Clinton in the 1990s. I mean, I used to like to kind of listen to Visser sermons, you know, because, you know, you could get something out of it. But now it's like listening to Bill Clinton, you know, after, you know, it makes me sit, you know, ill to my stomach to listen to the guy.
Well, I felt the same way in the 1990s. I used to hate listening to the lying bastard, and I'd get to where I look to about 5 minutes of it, and then I'd turn them off. But nowadays, when I hear Bill Clinton going ahead and whining here, and, you know, he's talking about the need for forgiveness and all this sort of thing, I mean, I laugh my head off. And it's the same way I listen to old Visser's A House Divided and The Evil Generation. And
right. Both those sermons were self-serving.
Yeah, they were self-serving.
It wasn't for his congregation that he was delivering that. That's for his own benefit to try to put something back on you and I, because he didn't like what we had to say about him.
No, he didn't like what we had to say. He's whining about the slander. The thing about it is that the Talmudic nonsense is coming up. It originates with Visser,
mm-hmm.
not with me or you. Me
right.
and you.
He does exactly what he accuses you and I of doing.
Yeah, he accuses us of going ahead and going ahead and demanding that people live by the letter of the law and not obeying the spirit. And the thing about it is that I have never told people that they had to cuss. I've never told people that they, my entire thing has been that if you do not like what I have to say, do not listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not like what I have to write, do not listen to it.
Well, you know, it's the same thing, you know, like old DeClueless was, you know, saying that he pitied Clinton Downey. Well, Clinton Downey had the same thing. These people want to impose their own little house rules upon men. You know, that's the thing with Clint. Like you made the statement once that she enjoyed having control over men. That was her game.
Yeah, it's her game. I don't think that evil bitch enjoyed sex at all. But here they are whining about poor Clint.
Mm-hmm.
This came off 6 months after Meggie/Gabby. Went ahead and had me kicked off my ISP, and she went ahead and denied doing it. But, hey, that's exactly what it was, and I got kicked off for 6 months off my ISP. I went ahead and lost being able to show up on the History Channel as a Bushman. But
here's another point I'd like to make.
Sure.
These people, you know, like Liar Bill DeClueless, Bill DeClue, they're basically new to this internet thing. You've been doing this for 15 years. I've been doing it for what, 12 or so? And you and I have been kicked off of every forum because of some evil bitch like Gabby or Clint.
Yeah, whining about how evil it is that we're allowed to speak.
Right,
Christian Identity Man. What are you going to do about this slanderer? And the answer, the answer is they're not going to do anything about it. I mean, when she ended up getting caught here, this guy named Hengist, he decided to stick with the fact that essentially Debbie Downey was an adulterer who got a divorce from her husband.
He stuck with that because
that was something easily provable.
Right, and it was going to be see Clint's thing was she knew these women, or at least one of them made the accusation or told Hengist about her activities. You know, she had been.
Well, there were three women, and every caught liar, she managed to go ahead and guess two of them. But there could have been, from my guess, five or six women who were making that complaint.
Right.
What she did as a sexual mascot after the Klan meetings was essentially pretty well known in Washington, and she was lying about. How I could go here? How could I possibly know? And I said, I don't know. I was 1,600 miles from you.
Right. You couldn't have known. She never denied it. She her immediate process she, like you say, she guessed two of them because she knew two of these women, and she was wanting to come back on them for making the accusation.
Well, I didn't confirm or deny that it was true, but she's just like every other caught liar. When you catch them in a lie, what they do is they try to go ahead and stall you somehow, and then try to find out what you know, what you found out.
Right, and that's exactly
exactly what Clint was trying to do. But I mean, here comes liability to clues. He didn't say a single thing. He didn't say a single thing, and then he comes up with this crap about how I told him to hate Mark Downey and Debbie Downey. He went ahead and said, "Hey, look, could I go ahead if I get on Stormfront? Can I go ahead? You know, should I go ahead and be on Stormfront?" I said, "Fine by me. It don't matter to me what you decide to do. If you want to save $60 a year, you go ahead and you save $60 a year. Who cares? I don't care." But, you know, I mean, why only said that I said to hate, you know, Mark Downey and Debbie Downey? What happens is that they are Zogbots. They are Zogbots. They've been allowed by Don Black to pretty well pretend to be Chris Identity to go ahead and try to ruin Chris Identity with Downey's No Devil Doctrine. And the thing about it is that nobody's believing the stupid crap. But essentially, they're known as Christian Identity because Don Black allows them to have their own little forum. So he goes ahead and he makes it private, so there's not too much damage. But, you know, this is why we're calling Visser's old CPM forum, we're calling it Pisser Cinder. Because when these people go ahead and take over, they always have to go ahead and censor white men. And once they go ahead and take over, you know, they've got to go ahead and, you know, they turn their little forum into a ghetto where, you know, just like on Holy Wars in 2002, I mean, I got banned first. I mean, that's what these people come in. How dare you talk about women that way? And they went ahead and banned a Russian. They went ahead and banned this Irishman. They went ahead and banned this Jew. The atheists went ahead and quit. And I was the fourth one to be banned, and they didn't dare. Andy Anderson didn't dare admit that he'd gone ahead and banned me. That's the same way with, you know, with Visser and admin, you know, Fruit Loop Visser. See, what happens is you've not been banned. Well, guess what? We were banned, weren't we?
Yeah, that was obvious. I'm a guest now. He's even changed my name.
Yeah, you're a guest here. It looks like we got some little man for. Yeah, it's guest number 13, and he's making a number of crap on the chat forum, but it don't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
The Mamsers will go ahead and pretend to be whatever they are. But in any case, you were going ahead and saying you're going ahead and making fun of he's whining about this sort of thing, and eventually you end up going ahead and being banned by, you end up being banned and called Six Coward or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so you and I were banned this afternoon, correct?
That's true as far as I can tell. I mean, I can't post anymore on the sender.
Well, yesterday what I spent my time doing is that I knew that we'd go ahead and be banned. See, yesterday...
We knew this was coming. We thought this was coming.
I seen this coming yesterday because I'm going to go ahead and read this from Fruit Loop Pisser. Yesterday, 12:32 a.m. "It's been fun poking at the retard, y'all. We'll be flipping the switch after our Sunday morning sermon and evil generation. Everything Lynn said goes poof. Why send this idiot the traffic he so desires to send us? Without us, he has nothing to offer on his own except meaningless gossip. People of morals desire something with substance. Do nothing like Martin and his famous sock puppet, Six Killer Billy Wood." By the way, he was calling you my sock puppet. And Billy Wood, we know who Billy Wood Brian Wright is, don't we?
Oh, yeah. And he's far from being my sock puppet.
Yeah. "Even Morris Gillette thinks he's an idiot." Well, I don't know. Have you talked to Morris Gillette? "Maybe Morris Gillette does think I'm an idiot, but guess what? I mean, you and I went ahead and saved his church for him, you know, from Visser, trying to go ahead and steal
it. Yeah. We, We didn't get caught in some bank robbery trying to get money to pack our nose with nose candy.
Well, let's see. In any case, how much more time would the scat man Martin take from Yahweh's word if allowed to run wild? Well, how am I allowed to run wild? One thing's certain, in the wake of the slanderous allegations and unchristian tactics, I'm inclined to think Mark and Deborah Downey are much more innocent than I previously. Everything with Martin is unsubstantiated in his own filthy mind. The sad thing is we don't need his justifications and lame attempts at twisting scripture to know that. See how I find he's that corrupted person in genuine life and spirit. Until then, carry on agitating the weak-minded goon. He's more valuable enemy than a supposed ally. Now, if anybody listened to Stumble In Radio, essentially what happens is that I simply read stuff that Visser had posted himself. And Visser went ahead and admitted that he had been conspiring with Sci-Fi Faber to go ahead and get me kicked out by, of all people, James Wickstrom. And everyone in the movement knows what Wickstrom's history is. Wickstrom doesn't have enough moral integrity to excommunicate a dog, does he?
No. But you recall what I told you about Sci-Fi Faber when you were letting me know that he was wanting my email address to exchange email with me. You know, I told you what I thought of him and Visser then.
Well, you said that Visser and Sci-Fi were Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, that's
and
pretty much...
I said that what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make an alliance with them and see how much mileage I can get out of them. I realize that they were not to be trustworthy, but I've always preached that the movement is a network, not a hierarchy. What you do is that with every single node, you go ahead and let the nodes broadcast as best as possible. But what you end up having in the case of Sci-Fi and, I'm calling him Sci-Fi Visser, but I think I'm going to go ahead and change his name to Space Cadet, Visser, because he's more of an inner space cadet than, anything else here. But in any case, in between the Pisser and Sci-Fi, I mean, they want to go ahead and pretend to be dual feed line and, Just like last September, I mean, Visser was talking about retiring. And he's whining that Sci-Fi went ahead and said that I said that he was using synthetic drugs. And I guess, Visser thinks I'll argue as to the difference between natural drugs and...
What difference does it make whether he's using a synthetic or a natural drug? You know, I mean, opium's a natural drug. I mean,
yeah.
You can make a case that... heroin or whatever is basically based on a natural product.
Well, you can make an argument that meth is a natural product because it all comes out of a hole in the ground. Be it whether it's a plant or be whether it's benzene or whatever, that comes out of a hole in the ground in the form of oil and then it's refined. I mean coke and heroin. The opium is a natural drug in and of itself, but heroin is just simply a chemically enhanced opium. And so is cocaine. I mean, the coca plant doesn't produce 100% cocaine. It goes ahead and produces a coca extract, and they go ahead and they use chemistry
to make
cocaine.
Some of the most carcinogenic and most toxic substances known to man are natural occurring products.
Yeah, I mean the plant. If you read Michael Crichton, who was my favorite science fiction author, and he went ahead and came up with a fairly good book that's in hardback. I'm going to wait to get some paperback to read it. But essentially, what he went ahead and said is that these plants are, when they talk about nature red and tooth and claw, they should have said nature green and tendril and that sort of thing, because usually the plants have been going ahead and fighting against animals, against other plants, and they've been using chemistry to go ahead and produce natural pesticides.
Oh,
and
right.
some of the stuff is...
One of the most toxic insecticides ever produced was nicotine sulfate. It has a, you know, it has one of the highest LD50s of any, you know, or actually, I think it's the lower the number, the more lethal it is. But, I mean, it, you know, I've sprayed some of the stuff that we get. It's illegal here now. Some of these farmers have gotten the stuff illegally, I think still in from Mexico or Canada, and we've sprayed this stuff, and it's deadly.
Well, you know, I've heard the people what they did. I mean, if they didn't have money for the pesticides, what they do is they go ahead, collect these cigarette butts, and they'd soak the nicotine for a night or so. And then they go ahead and spray, you know, they go ahead and spray that nicotine water onto whatever plants, and it just kill these pests deader than spot.
But this, you know, I mean, one of the chemicals used to be nicotine sulfate. I think was available here in the States. They called it Black Leaf 40. It was a toxic substance.
Oh yeah, I remember. But that's been what, from the 60s or 70s.
Mm-hmm. But they still produce nicotine sulfate as an insecticide in Mexico. I mean, of course,
okay.
Mexico.
I heard of Black Leaf 40, but it's been. I mean, they used to go ahead and advertise it on these Midwestern farm channels.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is you go ahead and listen to a program. Used to go ahead and they'd advertise Roundup, and now they advertise Roundup, and that goes ahead and goes to Frankenfood and, you know, stuff that's worse than Black Leaf 40 ever was.
Yeah, Monsanto is the, you know, the parent chemical company that makes Roundup, and they're known for you know, their genetically modified seed nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, guess 13 here is just some little foul mouth mams or something here. Probably a pisser, you know, probably a pisser certificate.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
anyway,
be,
this
could
Jew,
be
Ryan, this Jew,
it could
man.
Be Lion Wong, a.k.a. Brian Wright. Or,
could be. You never know.
Little critter,
I mean,
called himself seed liner.
Called himself seed liner. Yeah. What happens, all these critters, they showed up, they weren't around, and then they go ahead and show up as little sock puppets. Now, this one, Colum, I mean, he's a Jew, and he went ahead and he went over to my forum, he signed up, and since I knew he wasn't a Russian porn spammer, I went ahead and let him on.
Well, they accused him of being you.
Essentially, now that we've been banned, I was going ahead and looking for old links like the racial fraud that is Chris Sandetti, posted by Brian Wright / Billy Wood, wherein he went ahead and said that you and me, of course, were mamsers, but Wesley Swift and Butler. And I went ahead and looked at the Visser's new form, and that's been scrubbed. And I went to Visser's old PHPBB form, and it's been deleted too. So
he nuked that thread.
Yeah, I don't know if he nuked it or he's gone ahead and put it in a secret form or something like that. See, that's what he did with most of my posts. Is he went ahead and he got to where he goes ahead and he does away with.
I guess you could find
posts.
It on the Wayback Machine, possibly.
Possibly. What I did is that yesterday, like I was reading this thread, is that I knew that. Yeah, we were going to go ahead and be nuked. And I said, you know, me and Britain. And the name of this show is Pastor Winston, Pastor Britain are fleshed at Pisser Cinder.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I call it Pisser Cinder is that when these people, you know, come in, you know, like Clint did, you know, Clint and Andy Anderson, the rest, they go ahead and they take over Chris Sandetti forum, and what they do is they go ahead and ban all their enemies. You know, they ban the most dangerous enemy first, and that's usually you and then, you know, me. I think they banned you actually first because you were a little bit obnoxious to them, as they looked at, but they went ahead and banned you, and they figured out to go ahead and ban me. Because I was sort of seeing at the end of it, this occurred around 4 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
And you went ahead and posted Visser's new little catchy-sism, and they didn't like it, did they?
No.
No. What was the little catechism?
I posted it as his, you know, clerical oath. the truth as he sees it.
How you handling up on that end anyway?
What's that?
How you handling up on that area here? I go ahead and I'm going to this here. What happened to these cassette of evil generation? I listened to it and I got named once and he names Safani. It goes ahead and names Jeremy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's one of the things I wanted to go ahead and mention about because essentially he goes ahead and he associates with these Rick Spring people.
Anyway, his clerical oath, I said, I solemnly swear to tell the truth as I know it, the whole truth as I believe it to be, and nothing but what I think you need to hear. And
that's about the size of it.
That's about the size of it.
But you said, he ended up calling me a child molester, and mm-hmm. I'm the same thing, to Judas the Juice and him, is that I look forward to the day when I will make you not only eat your words, but your testicles are chastened.
Mm-hmm.
Because my family's been destroyed. And, you know, 3.5 years out of my life were taken. And I swore an oath when those grandchildren were taken, crying, that I would send all these Mamsers and all these Whiggers and all these regime criminals, I would send them and their spawn screaming to hell. I swore an oath to Yahweh about that. And guess what? I'm not a man who will be forsworn. I intend to go ahead. If you're a pig, you're a regime criminal, you're an enabler of them. I mean, I used to tell them to save the first book for themselves. I'm not telling them that anymore. You've got to go ahead and pay for your crimes. And it's nothing to me here because I look at it. There's no such thing as innocence in this civil war, in this great tribulation. There's only sides, and it depends on what side you're on.
Right.
Now, if you're not on Yahweh's side, then you need to die and you need to be sent screaming to hell. There is no compromise with evil. But anyway, you said that
sure did. If I set it down, the dogs will get
my suspicion is it not only is Jeff Visser. I mean, why do you call him Jeff Visser anyway?
Oh, I think June Stain started that when they, over at Stumble Inn. They just thought it was. You know, it's like you said, he acts like he determines who CI clergy is.
Who, Visser or June Stain, or both of them?
Well, both of them would like to, but, I mean, Visser acts as if he determines CI clergy.
Yeah. And he went ahead and said this sort of stupid crap before.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here comes Seedliner. Oh, they're listening to us here. Old Seedliner shows up. This guy has 41 posts. He shows up. He looks like a Neanderthal. And it's sort of a little funny thing here. But I sort of think, Obadorker, what? He's doing another 3-hour show about us tonight. Tune in. I'll be there with one other listener, Six Killer. Well, I think old Feedliner, I think he's probably guest number 13.
Mm-hmm.
But Obadorker showed up. You know, Marty can boost his listening audience numbers exponentially if he has 10,568 sock puppets to tune in. But could TalkShoe handle the system overload? Look, Feedliner, you were one of the people I went ahead and made a sock puppet. I posted a lot of your crap. So the thing about it is, if you have a public forum, there's no going ahead and saving it. I mean, essentially, I think that someday Pisser Sender is going to go ahead and be such an embarrassment that it's going to end up being just like Andy Anderson's Holy War. Andy had to go ahead and nuke it, essentially, himself, and then claim that the Jews did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the embarrassing, archives. Same way with the Missouri Libertarian Party. They went ahead and deleted a number of my posts, but their responses were still embarrassing. So they went ahead and they, you know, they ended up hiding it. And that's what all you evildoers have to do. You have to go ahead and censor away the truth. See, there's nothing that I have posted over. I've been on the internet 15 years, and some of the stuff I posted way back when is a little bit embarrassing. That's embarrassing not because I was a liar. It's embarrassing because, you know, I had a ways to go before I became what I am today. And as a result, I go ahead and I leave it up because, A, I'm not a liar, and, B, I want to go ahead and show that there is a process of growth if you're a Christian or if you're, you know, if you're a patriot or if you're a resistance soldier. I mean, we all start out because we're sent to schools. We start out, you know, we start out so promising, and then we end up being sent to the public schools, and we go to the Whigger factory. In many cases, we end up getting Whigger notions imprinted in us. And like these Baptist hobbyists and Pentecostal litheads, the same thing. We go ahead and we're taught that we're righteous because we're told so. And you can't go ahead and use four-letter words because Yahweh commands us not to do that. And then when you point out and say Yahweh didn't say such thing, you go ahead and you get self-righteous and sanctimonious and all this sort of thing. Sanctimony is the province of evil people. Evil people ooze sanctimony just like a slug oozes slime. If you want to hurt a slug, go ahead and put salt on it because the salt cuts through the slime, and the slug is an agony. You go ahead and throw a slug in the fire, the slug oozes in the middle of the fire, and then the ooze is burnt out, and the slug dies.
Mm-hmm.
But a slug isn't sanctimony. You know, a slug is an agony when you go ahead and remove its sanctimony, or its slime. And so too are these evil people. They rely upon sanctimony. There's nothing for them at all. Even today, I mean, look, what's this? If you had something, what happens is that you wouldn't have to go ahead and post it in your main forum about what me and John Britton are doing, would they?
No.
No. Every forum needs a writer. You know, William Fink's forum is going to do well because they have William Fink to go ahead and post his material.
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and talked to William Fink, and he had a number of asinine things to say about what a whiter Dave of UK was. And in any case, I'm not going to say exactly what he said, but he had a number of asinine things to say about Dave of UK. He said, I really wouldn't like David UK, but he comes onto my forum, and essentially what he does, he's trying to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole thing with all these people. They want to tell grown men what to do, how to behave. They want to bridle their speech. You know, that's the whole thing. And it's all done under the guise of putting women on a pedestal. Maybe some child's going to read this.
Yeah, they can't stop. They can't go ahead and leave well enough alone, can they?
No.
No. They've got to tell other men what to do. And for somebody who's been around the block and seen this time and time again, we're not going to go ahead and let you people have your way. Anyway, guest number 15. Yes, that's what she's having, and nuts on Marty's sub form, LOL. Yeah, well, I don't know who this officer nice is. Visser struck a nerve, and Marty's molesting anus. Well, look, Officer Nice, if I find you, you get to eat your nuts, okay? Visser gets loaded on hashish and jerks off on Bastard Lindstedt's face. Yeah, these are wonderful Chris Identity cards, aren't they, here?
Mm-hmm.
Same ones who's going ahead and telling white men what, you know, what they can or cannot say.
Officer Nice.
Yeah. Officer Nice. I don't know. I think he's probably some little Jew who runs around or something like that. I mean, you have these people, and they go ahead and they show up, and guest 13 has left the chat, so probably it's guest 15 who's doing this crap. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, Anyway, linseed is a valuable part. Have you ever noticed, I've noticed over the years, that Jews don't like spelling my name correct, and the reason they don't like doing that is that they are scared that people do a Google search. But the thing about it is that I'm able, because I've learned something, to go ahead and use tags, and I've been able to go ahead and use words. And, you know, old cousin Randy Turner and other people complain that when I go ahead and write about something, usually it becomes the number one post on the number one page in Google. See, unless people are spending money, and I went ahead and learned that on this internet thing last year, at the very top of it, if it's in green, it's because it's a paid ad on Google.
Mm-hmm.
But Google goes ahead and registers most of this stuff anyway. Well, I've learned to go ahead, and as a result, Alex Linder is screwed. And so are these other people. I mean, they end up going ahead and getting a hard time about this here. Anyway, John, could you go ahead and talk about all these? You know, I need to go ahead and do a little thing on the guest chat because I need to go ahead and save it. Could you go ahead and take over for a few minutes here? About all these CI tards coming, you know, so-called CI tards coming on, want to tell white man what to do.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, well, you go ahead and do it for about 5 minutes, and then we'll go ahead and go on to the other stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have that, John.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I mean, Marna, I've seen this in several different forums. I mean, they show up, and I will give Obadiah, Obaliar is what we call it, this gender bender. It's as CI tards go, it's been real slick. I mean, it's Teflon coated compared to some of them. The only other one that I've seen that's been comparable is Maggie, and I will give Maggie this. She seemed to be pretty savvy scripturally, much more than the Downies were. Obaliar, though, wasted no time with attacking Marty call Martin Lindstedt on the forum for foul language. And I seen it happening before it happened. I knew it was going to go down, and I received some PMs, and so did Martin on the forum, that they were hoping that, you know, this wouldn't go down with Visser. But, Martin and I have been anticipating this, you know, Visser kicking us off. We thought it would have happened last August or September, but it didn't. This Obaliar has been, you know, I guess was, you know, typical of these people as a hypocrite. She made posts over on VNNF, and it's okay for it to use foul words. Used some of the same terminology that it was wanting Pastor Lindstedt banned for. And that seems to be their stock and trade. They always want to use this as an excuse to ban or bridle speech that they don't want to hear. And Clint, we've seen the same thing from Clint. She didn't like what Martin and Willie Martin had to say, so she complained to the admin to get both of them banned, and it worked out eventually that they banned Martin and Willie Martin, amongst others. This isn't the first rodeo that I or Lindstedt have been to on these forums. He and I both have been eventually banned because many times in the past, it wasn't for me using foul language, because I tend not to use as much foul language as Martin does, but they just didn't like what I had to say. I mean, Debbie Downey, she banned me from Stormfront, and I wasn't using foul language. She just didn't like what I had to say.
Okay, I'm back, John.
Okay.
The thing about it is that it's used as an excuse. Now Harold Covington, and I'm sort of allied again with Harold Covington, and one of the things I'm dealing with is that, you know, another thing I would have liked to do, but this was core DSCI stuff, and what happens is that after a while, it's going to go ahead and die down, and I was going to go ahead and have offered to let Roxy, you know, be one of his third signatures if he needed to go ahead and form a Nevada corporation or something. But Covington, he went ahead and he wrote about these movement forums, and he said that these movement forums, essentially what you get is that you get a V-Bulletin forum, and you end up having somebody who's the head cheese, and he goes ahead and makes his buddies, you know, their little moderators, and what they do is they play King of the Hill, and they proceed to go ahead and censor and ban. So they have pointless flame wars, and they tend to go ahead and censor and ban anybody they don't like, and they prove that white nationalism isn't working because these people are evildoers. There's no dealing. Now, I went ahead and came up with Winstead's corollary to Covington's law, and I said, look, what you end up having is that you end up having the fact that censorship by Jews, as on these Jew-hoo groups, is replaced by censorship by Wiggers and Zogbots. You see, Zog has tried to go ahead and get into dual seed line Christian identity for years. Now, sometimes it works bad because, you know, just like Randy Weaver, they want him to go ahead and spy as to who you're seeing at the Aryan Nations. It was Pastor Butler. But Randy Weaver refused, and as a result, we all know what happened at Ruby Ridge. You know, his son got shot in the back, and his wife got shot in the head, and a pig ended up probably being killed in the fuselage, you know, fusillade of, you know. I mean, pigs are cowardly critters, you know. I mean, every pig knows that when he dies, that's it for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gonna live again. Whereas us Christian, the true Christian, identity person knows that if he goes ahead and serves Yahweh and does right, he's going to go ahead and be resurrected, you know, to eternal life. And so, as a result, I've asked Linda. I said, "Why are you here? Why? How can I rely on you?" And the answer of it is that if you don't believe in Yahweh, then there is no future. Now, I've seen some of these what I call righteous mamsers who act more like white men than majority of Uyghurs. And you've got to realize is that all these little Uyghurs, they're here. You know, these little Uyghurs, these little mamsers, and they create their Talmudic nonsense. And then they try to impose on white men, and then they don't get their way. And essentially that's what's going to end up happening with what I call Pisser Cinder. I mean, there's really no first-class writer on there. It's sort of like what's happening to Four Fag Thieves. The only first-class writer they have is Il Ragno. So, I mean, these forums, they can go ahead and exist. But I've had forums. And I've had list servers before we had V Bolton, and I've seen these things fall apart,
mm-hmm.
And they do. They die. They become a burnt out cinder. And what I've seen that essentially, Fruit Loop visitors say that tomorrow you and I were going to go ahead and be bad. I pretty well stayed up till around 1 o'clock. Going ahead and creating all these things and all these links. But remember before, you know, remember around 4 o'clock Central Time when I was calling you and I said, look, it looks like Visser went ahead and did away with the post by Brian Wright saying, well, I've been dancing with Visser for 6 years. He did away with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
At the same time, he's claiming that Brian Wright, Billy Wood is one of my sock puppets. No, he's not. Now, he goes ahead, they go ahead and they go over to my forum. They see that I go ahead and come up with a new one called Brian Wright / Billy Ward. And the answer of it is that, yes, I created that sock puppet to go ahead and say the same crap that Brian Wright says as Brian Wright. Because Brian Wright, Brian Wright is not going to go ahead and log on to my forum so I can go ahead and find his IP number. So I can go ahead and find out where he is at any given time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Omar Little. Oh, well. Kenneth R. Anyway, there's a Minister Kenneth Jenkins. You know that Minister Kenneth R. Jenkins?
No.
No? Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, you know, probably around seven, I'm going to go ahead and open up to other callers. But in any case, these people show up, and Visser was wanting to go ahead and get out of this around 09, 09:09, and pretty well the rumors, it wasn't from Sci-Fi Faber. It was pretty well the same, he was going to go ahead and resign. The rumor was is that Visser was addicted to meth, and the people kicking down his door was the Joint Drug Task Force. I didn't hear from Sci-Fi, because me and Sci-Fi, you know, we sort of stopped talking to each other way back in June, and Sci-Fi went ahead and sent me the sort of thing. And what it became clear to see is that Visser and Sci-Fi were pretty well in to go ahead and have me kicked out. And if you go ahead and listen to, you know, if you go ahead and listen to Faber's nonsense, if you listen to, you know, Faber's or Visser's nonsense today, he goes ahead and claims that he has a right to go ahead and kick out Chris Sandetti Ministers. And yesterday, while I was saving it, you end up having all these little feeds that want to be. They want to be Aryan Nations. They want to be this, and they whine that I went ahead, because I went ahead and spent $25 in 2006 to go ahead and charter my church. And because I spend $10 a year, they want to go ahead and whine that I'm taking something from them. And that's the same thing I heard from Brian Wright. Remember Brian Wright in November 2008?
He claimed that we're getting in on a dead man's coattails.
And what happens is that here's Brian Wright doing the same thing. I mean, it's just like, it, you know, listen to Visser's sermon today. It's just like listening to a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
It's like listen to a Jew. I mean, the Jew goes ahead and he points a finger, or a cloven hoof at you, and three little hooflets go ahead and point back at the Jew. And I don't know, maybe you couldn't stand to listen to Visser anymore than, you know.
Well, it just started, you know, it sounded too much like listening to old Bill Clinton speeches.
Well, I mean, back in the 90s, I was the same way. I couldn't stand listening to the Lion Bastard.
Well, I'm gonna have to get off.
I listened to him, and I laughed my head off. And that was the same way with Visser. I mean, I was laughing my head off.
I'm gonna have to cut this short, Martin, because I got a few other things I got to do.
Yeah, you do. And what happens is that here, could we? Let me go ahead and see if I can't go ahead. We're gonna go ahead. I think we covered pretty well everything to cover. Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and look at number. I had six thing here. So, topic tonight was Visser conspiring to steal Gillette's Church of the Sons of Yahweh and the 400,000 dead Nazi estate with the age of, you know, Brian Wright, Billy Woods, Zogbot Mamzer. I think Brian Wright, you and I discussed that we think that Brian Wright, Billy Woods, and Zogbot Mamzer, correct?
Yeah, well, I think he's got connections with Zog. I mean, you know, he at one point in time, he'd tell, you know, he's told me and you both that he'd done prison time, and he has the prison sleeves that kind of agree with that. And
yep.
Then he goes on and says that he's not, you know.
Yeah,
I think,
he said he was ordained by the Aryan Brotherhood, and he was giving it up for Gillette and all this here, but. Essentially, you were asking how come a union electrician can go ahead and afford to buy a couple hundred acres up in northern Idaho next to Dave Barley. It's rather expensive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have the money for it. You made pretty good money, and you're wondering how an electrician's able to do it. especially right. one who used to be a criminal. You know, well, not used to be a criminal, is a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number two. This was a close conspirator with the Zogbot Rick Spring faction, and essentially the Rick Spring faction was Laszlo Peterson, you know, Patterson, Jonathan Williams, and the rest. I've been searching here, and essentially the ones that, you know, Michael Burks, the rest of them, they were with the Rick Spring faction. You know, and what happens is that this character went ahead and destroyed Gillette's webpage and the rest. So,
I'm gonna have to cut this short because I have some pressing things that I need to do like now.
Okay. Well, thanks, John. I'm glad you could go ahead and show up. And what happens is that I'll be on for about another hour and 10 minutes, and I might go ahead and make calls, or I might go ahead and just. Go ahead and rant and rave. I really thank you for being able to go ahead and show up. Why don't you go ahead and get done what you need to get done, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, John. Anyway, let me see. Officer Nice. Abe Foxman? I don't know. Anyway, Officer Nice. Look, Marty's no pastor. Pastors actually preach and never, you know, gossip. I mean... Well, I'm Officer Nice. You're in the same position, you know, along with Visser, as Blotter the Ponderous Sal Poofter over on Mutant Sperm Front. See, every little bamper thinks he gets to go ahead and, you know, gets to go ahead and decide who dual seed line Christian Dante. The thing about it is that you don't go ahead and get to decide. Now, what I have to preach to you. You don't like, but you're here, and you do, essentially, you do whatever you want to do. Oh, by the way, I'm looking at this thing here. Anyway, what is your complaint with these CI passes? It's pretty different, or is it something truly scriptural? And, okay, at least Mr. Jenkins doesn't matter. You're at the right place, Officer Jenkins. I would like to invite Pastor Linson on my program, Nation Talk. Well, fine by me. Perhaps you can go ahead and send me an email to the Movement Turd. And for those who want to go ahead and give an invitation or have a question, and I haven't got around to looking at the Movement Turd, but the email is themovementturd@gmail.com. themovementturd@gmail.com. And Officer Nice, glad I had no money. He sniffed it all up. Well, I don't know about that or not. You know, guest 16, give my regards to Abe. Don't look for trouble because you get all the trolls too. Marty's no pastor. Anyway, all these people want to go ahead and claim that I'm not a pastor because I don't preach what they like to hear. Well, fine by me. I've never made any secret of the fact that I'm really a political pastor. I don't go ahead and make up new dogma. I don't make up new scripture because as it is, as a political pastor, I have to go ahead and keep dual seed line Christianity orthodox. We can't afford to go ahead and have all this Ephraim Scepter nonsense, all this Paul bashing to wear because some women don't like that Paul said that they were to be silent in church, to where these people would go ahead and rip off 45% of the New Testament out of it. The thing about it is pastors actually preach and never gossip. What happens is that all this stuff that I've said can be proven by Visser's own words. What Visser has done, or his admin has done, if there's different people, is they've gone ahead and gone back and deleted all these embarrassing posts. So where, guess what? You don't see this Brian Wright anymore. And for those who went ahead and said that I went ahead and did it, I knew. I was given notice yesterday around noon that me and John Britton were to go ahead and be banned. And so what I did is I went ahead and created from all these Russian porn spammers' addresses, I went ahead and created all these sock puppets. Fruit Loop Visser, you know, Seed Swiner, Idiot Father, you know, Idiot Spawner 06, Brian Wright / Billy Woods, and I went ahead and saved their posts. And the thing about it is, it's rather interesting that in order to go ahead and see it, you can't see what was originally posted. You have to go on to VNNF to go ahead and see it. You have to go ahead and do it here. Anyway, Martin, please explain your complaint about all these RCI pastors here. Okay. Mr. Kev Jenkins said, okay, I'll send you an email. Great. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and tell you exactly what. You know, I'm number six, topic tonight. District conspiring to steal Gillette's Church of the Sons of Yahweh and the $400,000 plus dead Nazi estate with the agent Brian Wright, Billy Wood, Zogbot, and Amser. What happens is that Brian Wright has been, and you know, this post got deleted. I've been dancing with Visser for 6 years. And I believe that. I believe that's true because Brian Wright's a liar, but what happens, he's a fool. He goes ahead and he shows up. And what happens, Visser's been going ahead and claiming that, you know, pretty well what decided it wasn't Obadiah making the crap about this sort of thing. That was just the excuse for everybody to go ahead and do whatever they want to. The excuse was is that for the fifth time, here comes Brian Wright on. He's allowed on. And what happens is that there's going to be a new rule of no profanity. If you don't like it on the old form, on the new form, don't show up. I'll filter you out. And what happens is Brian Wright goes ahead. He's done this since July 5th. Over on Visser's old form, his old PHPBB called the Racial Fraud, that is Christian Identity. He posted it over at Visser's, but guess what? It's disappeared now from Visser's old form. Visser's old form used to be http://cpm.noonhost.com, the free forum. And what happens is that this thing from Brian Wright's gone ahead and done, and what annoyed Visser. As I said, how can you go ahead and say it?
Hey, Pastor Visser. How you doing, buddy?
Who is this? This
is Pastor Visser. How you doing, man?
Well, what happens is it looks like as planned, we've been banned from your sender anyway.
Yeah, we banned everybody, including Brian Wright. They're all gone.
Okay, including me and John Britton.
Well, yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, you can't come onto a man's board and start going through this unsubstantiated thing. You're still going on and on about this Brian Wright thing, and, you know, that's all in your head, man.
It's all in my head.
Exactly. I mean, you keep going on, and now you're saying we're covering. What have we covered exactly? What proof or threads have we supposedly moved or covered? Nothing.
You went ahead and deleted from your new forum. Pretty well, the Brian Wright. I've been dancing with Visser for 6 years.
Oh, indeed, yeah. I took that down. We also took down the one where he says Wesley Swift and Richard Butler are Mamzars. So
yeah.
Why are you complaining about that now? We did that for you.
Why am I? No, you're saying that you're covering up your criminal, you know, cover up for me. No, you're covering up.
You're saying Brian Wright posting on my forums that Wesley Swift is an Indian, and me taking that thread and putting it in a private section where no one can view it is covering up criminality?
Well, it's covering up to where, look, I mean, you didn't say a single thing about it.
No.
Back then.
No, I didn't say a single thing about you running bulldogging on my forum for 2 years. I never said anything. Am I supposed to?
I've been on your forum for 2 years.
Okay, 1 year. Yeah, I know. You're locked up for 5 years, and now you're coming out.
Well, 3.5 years.
Okay. Well, I mean, all I can say is I'm honored, like I told you the other night. I mean, you keep going on and on and on about this supposed dead Nazi money. Gillette knows nothing of it. And if you really want to get down to it, I can scan his recent letters, and I can put those on the Internet where he calls you. Yeah, Gillette knows nothing of it.
The thing about it is I have no idea what Gillette knows or doesn't know because I ain't talked to him for 5 years.
Right.
Okay?
Right. And when Gillette comes out, he's not going
to
thank you, buddy. He's not going to thank you when he comes out.
Why is he not going to thank me?
Because he's not very happy with you. I mean, I can scan all of Gillette's letters if I wanted to start outing people like you do everybody else.
If you want to scan Gillette's letters, you
can. No, I don't really want to, but I can.
Well, then do so.
I mean, you sit here and you're acting like you're speaking for Gillette. Gillette doesn't need you. Go-Ed doesn't want you. A, there's no money. This is something that you keep going on and on and on and on about. Something that you talk.
I'm to believe you and not this old guy I talked to.
Yeah, right. You're supposed to believe whatever, but I'll tell you one thing. You're supposed to have two witnesses before you go out and charge somebody, and you don't have that. Everybody knows that, and we're all sitting back here wondering.
Wait. The thing about it is that what you're doing is you're deleting these posts.
I haven't deleted a post.
Okay, you're sending it to a secret forum. I mean,
right.
See, arguing with you about whether or not you've deleted posts as opposed to go ahead and put them in a secret forum, or whether you're using synthetic or natural drugs, is sort of akin to arguing with Bill Clinton about the meaning of the word "is." I mean, we could go ahead and argue.
The thing is no one's arguing.
Huh?
The thing is no one's arguing.
I'm merely doing. Going ahead and doing, you know, my show.
Okay.
And
well, that's great. I really wanted to call in, and I mean, if since your three-hour show is about Covenant People's Ministry again, you know, I really kind of would like to resolve this and get this handled.
Because you keep going on and on.
What are we
possibly going to resolve?
Well, first and foremost, what could we resolve? Well, let's resolve this supposed money you keep going on and on about, a sock puppet that we don't even know who is
anybody. Brian Wright is a sock puppet.
Yeah, Brian Wright's a sock puppet.
Is that what you're saying now?
Yeah, that's what I said all along. Brian Wright is a sock puppet.
He's been a sock puppet that's been on your forum since 2005. Hello?
I'm here. I'm saying Brian Wright is a sock puppet. We don't sit there and search the guy out.
So whose sock puppet is he?
I don't know whose sock puppet he is.
Well, you were saying previously it was my sock puppet.
Well, that's probably the best assumption that we can come up with over here, because you have so many.
I have a number of sock puppets.
Right.
The thing about it is...
Right, you keep saying Brian Wright's
sure
after some money. Because I talked to some Nazi on the phone, and he told me.
No, that's not the same thing.
Well, then that,
the thing,
this
the
is
thing,
the argument
thing,
about
thing
the supposed
thing
money.
Is that, I talked to somebody, and I believe this old guy in Ohio.
I don't believe you
or Brian Wright.
I know it's telling you to believe. I'm just saying, a Christian process, you better
thing,
have two witnesses
thing,
before you come
is,
out. And you better follow a Christian process, which means come to me and work out your resolutions first. But you went to the internet and started smearing me.
No. See, the problem of it is back in August, me and John Britton expect to go ahead and be banned. And what I had to do.
Why complain about it now? Y'all act like it's a big thing. Yeah, you knew. And I told you yesterday, both. That was to give y'all, or 3 days ago, that was to give you like 3 days to move your post like you requested of me. I mean, that's not hard to understand.
What I've done is I went ahead and saved quite a bit of stuff on the hard drive, and I went ahead and created these sock puppets, and I got, you know, pretty well admin, or as I call Fruit Loop Visser, went ahead and said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and be banned, and a day or so after Gillette's next sermon, I went ahead and listened to it, and John Britton couldn't stand to listen to it anymore. He couldn't stand to listen to Clinton. But
I went ahead and listened.
I found it laughable.
Cool.
Pretty well is that when we were on Stumble In Radio, I went ahead and posted all these threads, and essentially you went ahead and admitted that you were conspiring with Sci-Fi Visser to go ahead and remove me.
Right. I never once did I deny that me and Faber were conspiring to boot you out of...
Hold on. I mean, I'm getting these admissions from you.
For the first time. You knew not only the first time. I sent you the emails when it was going on, Lindsay.
You sent them in August. Faber went ahead and revealed the one from June 20th, and on Stumble In Radio, you went ahead and admitted that yes, it was yours. I sort of had to. It's sort of like pulling teeth most time, and you're giving me a number of admissions. I'm sort of glad for him.
Yeah, I'll admit, you act like I lie. Sure, we were conspiring to boot you out. And what I wanted to correct, I might add, was that I never once said that anybody was conspiring with Wickstrom. What I said was that Faber was conspiring with Wickstrom against me to remove my ordination during that time and yours. And I chose to stand by you and tell Faber to go take a hike. You weren't able to do that to me. You just came to my forum and started attacking me in my own living room.
Wait. This was just, well, as I said, what happens is Brian Wright showed up for the fifth time, and he showed up a number of times. Me and John Britton ran him off. He's gotten more and more and more erratic. And you used to have on your old forum, dated July 5th, the racial fraud is Christian Vanti, and you never stuck up. You never stuck up for me or John Britton or Wesley Swift.
Do you guys stick up for me? When did you ever stick up for me? You want me to go on my forum to a sock puppet, someone I don't even know is even real, could be a nigger for all I know. You want me to go on there and say, oh, no,
it's so apparent that Swift isn't an Indian? It's Brian Wright, and I did notice.
Okay, fine. It is Brian Wright, and Brian Wright's a goon.
I did notice today that you have been scrubbing out up after Brian Wright.
Yeah, right.
I did notice it.
Exactly, and after you two, too.
That's something I wanted to clarify.
I don't think you guys realize. We would rather have zero posters than posters like y'all that can do nothing but go on and on and on about profanity. Zero posters. So, I mean, don't you understand?
How much profanity? Come on. How much profanity really is there?
How much profanity is there? Too much.
What?
Too much.
How much is too much?
Too much is when it becomes obsessive. I'd say myself for my forums, 30%. When you're posting a post and 30% of it is expletives, I'd say that's a little obsessive. And I think any thinking man would think the same way.
I'm going to go ahead. I mean, you've offered to do a return on Stumbling Radio, correct?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'll do the return on Stumbling Radio if we do what they're wanting. Don't you get this? Those people at Stumbling want to ask us questions about dual feed line. They want to know about herbs for the field. They want to know about prion poisoning and all of that stuff. And, maybe we should go on there when they're going to give us a soapbox and you've got heathens eating out of your hands.
Maybe we could go on there
and make it a good show instead of talking about a bunch of dumb crap that makes the ADL look good. I mean, Gallette hasn't done nothing in five years.
Gallette isn't in. I have no idea whether Gallette is annoyed at me or not because I haven't heard from him for 5 years. What happens is that it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I pretty well asked Six Killer to please take over Gallette's church because Gallette, from my gear, didn't trust you at all, and he didn't trust this Brian Wright.
First I heard of it. Why is it that I'm on the charter and you're not? Why is it that me, Six Killer, and Brian Wright are on the legal paperwork owning Church of the Sons of Yahweh and you're never mentioned, Lindsay? Why is that?
Of course not.
No, you're not on there. You were in the hospital and you were excommunicated by Gallette at that time.
Okay. Yes, by Joe Johnson. In any case, you're talking about stuff that I've never said or anything like that. I've never said that I was on there. Anyway, if you let me go ahead and continue here. When this thing came up, I went ahead and here's admin, just like I said, offering Brian Wright his own forum here. I didn't hear anything about sock puppets. I've only heard about sock puppets now that this sort of thing has come down.
Sure.
And you've been going ahead and cleaning up after Brian Wright. You went ahead and admitted that already, which is fine by me. But I mean, dealing with you is sort of like a parole officer going ahead and dealing or interrogating.
And what have you had to deal with? Where have I wronged you so bad by letting you stay on my board and attack people that I feel are better posters than you? I mean, that's what I don't get. Dealing with me, I've been nothing but kind to you.
Wait. Who do you think is a better poster than me?
There's a lot of better posters on my boards.
There's a lot of them, but you can't name them.
Well, I'm not going to name them because you wouldn't like
the
answer.
Well, because you can't.
No, you wouldn't like the answer. You want to hear the truth of the matter? I would trade 100 Linsits for one Obadiah 118. That's a fact. Why? Because Obadiah 1:18 at least wants to post about Scripture and not sit and talk about Linder and his leaky butthole, dude. Don't you understand that?
There's a lot of people who are listening to this program because they want somebody to talk about Linder and his leaky bunghole.
Maybe there are people that are that way, and that's what you'll end up, though. I told you that on the last show. When you set yourself up as God of the insects, that's all you'll have.
God of the insects?
Yeah. Flies are attracted to turds, dude. Do you know that, right?
Uh-huh.
Flies go to piles of shit because that's what they're drawn to. People will be drawn to what they're doing, and what you're saying is true. That's why you're valuable, and in that letter you were reading earlier, where I say you're a more valuable enemy than ally, that's why. Right there, people see that. They read your stuff, and they're like, oh, my God, who is this?
The thing about it is that whatever I say is honest, and what you usually say...
No, it's not honest, Linda. That's the problem.
What it is
in your head. Where's the honest? If it was honest, you'd have proof of some money. If you would have honest, you could answer me and say, well, I've wronged you so much. There's no honesty there. This is something that's in your head. Oh, he's out for some money.
And apparently,
offering Brian Wright a forum is conspiring. What? I mean, I offer whatever. I offer you a forum.
What you've done, I mean, I could go ahead and read these posts like I did over on Stumble In Radio.
Yeah.
And essentially, you end up going ahead and admitting to it once you get caught.
Admitting to what? Offering him a sub forum? Yeah, I offered Brian Wright a sub forum because he was... And that's
do you admit that he got banned the second time from your forum?
I know he's been banned like 7 times. Yeah, we've already discovered that, and that's what another thing I don't get. When these sock puppets show up, aren't you stronger than the sock puppet?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing exactly what Brian Wright wants you to do?
Brian Wright.
Yeah, Brian Wright wants you to go off and attack Goette and me and everybody else.
No.
No, you don't think so?
I'm not attacking Goette. I went ahead and tried. I discovered that his Church of Sons of Yahweh was due for renewal. And what was I supposed to do? Here you are.
What are you supposed to do? Worry about the beam in your own eye before the mote in somebody else's.
No, that's what
you're supposed to do. That's Christian process.
Fine. Scripture doesn't say anything about being so stupid that you go ahead and tell somebody that you catch trying to go ahead and break into your neighbor's house. That you're on to them.
On to who?
On to you.
On to me. That's the point, and that's what you don't. I don't think you'll ever understand. When you're on your forum posting about, I never trusted Visser, I used his forum for la-di-da, it makes you look like the anus, man, not me.
Wait.
You never had to trust me, but I've never wronged you, and I'm getting a little tired of you going on and on.
Don't give me this stuff about wrong. I mean, you let Brian Wright run wild on your forum.
So what? What is that to me, honestly? If Brian Wright...
He goes ahead and he calls Wesley Swift and Richard Butler Manzers.
So?
And you don't... You, so?
So what? Right.
I mean, if you're calling the very founding fathers of modern...
They're not the founding fathers of anything. First and foremost, see, there is no founding father CI outside of Jesus Christ. Secondly, men can be men and defend themselves. Thirdly, I'm not running a forum to go in there and answer every idiot.
Wesley Swift and Richard Butler are sort of dead right now. How are they going to defend themselves?
They don't have to defend themselves.
Who comes onto your forum saying about how racial, Christian identity is a racial fraud.
No, that was, again, that was posted to VNN, and that was moved over, and it's not on our forum.
Well, of course it's on VNN, because you've scrubbed it from your forums.
Right.
Or you've hid it. The thing about it is...
And you act like there's some big conspiracy. We delete 100 posts a day, man.
I know. You're deleting incriminating evidence.
Incriminating evidence of what? Some idiot who thinks that Wesley Swift is an Indian?
No.
That's evidence. That's so dumb.
The fact that he was a conservative of yours. He's a confederate of yours.
Dude, Brian Wright was more affiliated with you and Six Killer than he was ever me.
I sort of think that, I mean, here you are with all these people, Sci-Fi Faber, and all these Rick Spring people.
Rick Spring, and that's another thing. You keep going on and against Brother Laszlo. I mean, you do know that Fink works with Laszlo, right? I mean, I'd be real careful.
I have no complaint. I went ahead and talked to Fink today, this afternoon.
Cool. I don't involve people in it. I don't talk to anybody about this.
The thing about it is that you do all this stuff and it blows up in your head. And it's just like thieves falling out with each other.
Basically, someone came on my forum that you and Six Killer didn't like. That's it. That's all we see on this end. And you're going on and on. This is like your third show, trying to sit here and denigrate.
This is your third show.
Yeah.
And so what
blew up in my face exactly? Some dude came to my forum and posted, and I'm supposedly in cahoots.
He comes in. You know, I mean, pretty well. What decided me wasn't Obadiah. I mean, as I look at Obadiah, is useful.
Sure.
Because what Obadiah did is it went ahead and separated. You know, the goats and the diseased sheep. As I look at these Jukals, this Clint Downey, the rest of them here, they're useful because they go ahead and remove the offal that shouldn't be within Christian identity, and they go ahead and they take these diseased animals, and they go ahead and they send them over the plane, and they go ahead and then just eat these diseased animals. And it spares me from having to go ahead as a pastor.
Then who would appoint you as a pastor to do that? That's my point. It's not your position to sit there and worry about the flack of God. God can tend to his own.
Hold on. So you're a pastor and I'm not.
I didn't say that. Well, I'm an ordained pastor, yeah.
Ordained by who?
Gallant. Who you keep going on and on and on. That's one ordination out of six.
I mean, we will find out what Gallant does.
I've already found out. And if you want me to scan his letters, I can put them up. But it's just stupid. I mean, how many more hours are you going to spend on this instead of actually preaching the Word of God?
No. You say something here. I mean, I'm just simply asking for you to go ahead and prove it.
Okay, I'll put them up on the forum tonight or tomorrow morning. They'll be up.
Okay.
I'll scan the letters.
I'm not embarrassed by anything Gallant says.
Well, therein might be the problem.
Why? Why is it a problem if I'm not embarrassed by what Gallant says?
Huh? Well, you don't have to be embarrassed about Gallant, but you should be concerned what the elders of Israel think of you when that's your one duty.
What elders of Israel?
Oh, the ones you're sitting here professing to be, and no one sees your fruits. We're sitting over here wondering when Lindsay, who calls himself a pastor, is actually going to sit and handle the oracles of God. We're still waiting.
The oracles of God?
Yeah, when are you
going to
preach?
About?
All you do is gossip. And I've seen this with the CSDS, Van Hill.
I've seen this
with Jonathan Williams. And all these people you're dissing on are doing the same exact thing like you.
All these people that you're dissing are people who were with you. And when it
yeah,
became
with Eli,
the
would think with all of
you,
us. Why aren't you going off on them for going to the Feast of Tabernacles? You're going off on
them. I don't go off on them because essentially they're gone.
Right. And do you know why they're gone? They're gone because they never preached. All they did was run meaningless slander campaigns
against David Lane. I used to go ahead and correspond with David Lane. Through his wife, Katya.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. I used to go ahead and correspond with Lewis Beam about how to go ahead and deal with Trader Glenn Miller. And, I've had so much experience with people like you who come in, who come out.
You have?
And you'll be.
You don't seem to really show the. Never mind.
You're whining and complaining.
Who whines? I think it's actually quite funny, and I'm honored. What you don't get is you're giving me validity.
Well, you don't sound honored.
I am honored. And, in fact, I would want nothing more for you to sit there week after week, 3 hours a day, promoting me, sending people to me.
If I'm sent to them, I mean, I believe that hopefully I'll send all these sheep and goats toward you.
Right, that you're wrong, because you keep going on and on. I have no problem about somebody who won't use profane words. They're not the elect, after all.
Where did I say that you have to use profanity?
You did. And several of your posts. Where?
God.
Hell, I don't know, but they're up there. Yahweh doesn't put any prohibitions on white Anglo-Saxon monosyllable syllables, and he sure does.
The thing about arguing with you here is just like arguing. We're all a sound meth head. You can argue and argue and argue, and then verbally, they'll just go ahead and lie and lie and lie.
Who's lying? Lying about what? I lied about, okay, I offered Brian Wright a sub for him. I offered you a sub for him. Am I guilty? How am I conspiring with something when, A, no one knows about it, especially Gillette? B, this money, this dead Nazi money, is in your head. C, I don't need the damn money. I live in the richest part of Georgia. Thirdly, it's just kind of ridiculous.
The richest part of Georgia?
Yeah.
Georgia is the richest part of Georgia?
Yeah. You think I need Gillette's little money? Gillette needs his damn money. And what you don't seem to understand
is that Brian Wright just said the money. And I like how you went on and said, oh, I admitted about the money. Yeah, I knew about the money because you've been crying. Before you go on, I mean, I'm trying to go ahead and pin down, you know, the lies as you're told here.
Okay.
Do you remember,
pin down one
do you remember,
lie. Tell me one
do you
lie
remember,
right now.
Do you remember telling me that essentially you were unemployed? That you were unemployed and that you had to go ahead and paint houses for, you know, for your family, and that your family were invested in Six Flags stock, and that the stock was tanking. You remember saying that earlier?
Yeah, I do. Sure.
So you had no money then, but you have plenty of money now. You're living.
Who said I didn't have money? Mm-hmm. I got laid off from Caterpillar after working there for like 6.5 years building small engines.
Okay, well, go on. I mean,
dude, I have no overhead. My house is paid for, dude.
Also, is my house. But
well, I mean, that's good. But, you know, the only conspiracy is within your own head, because logical people require proof. Proof of some type of money.
Proof.
Where is it that you looked it up and found out about this money?
Excuse me. Proof, which you are busily deleting from your forums.
Proof. I deleted the proof from my forum. That's convenient.
Yeah.
Where?
I know. Where? I mean, it's sort of like asking the fox what happened to chickens after a week after he killed them here. There's nothing left but the chickens except a bunch of fox shit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So once again, it's just an unsubstantiated point. Yeah, you deleted it. It exists. But the Nazi says it. I can't prove it that this money exists. I can't prove that you conspired. But I can prove it.
I mean,
so please prove it.
What it boils down to is that over on Stumble In Radio, I mean, if we have to do that again, I can go ahead and read emails written by you.
But no one cares about that. People want to know about the Word of God.
The Word of God.
Yeah.
The Word of God is that, among other things, don't trust false prophets and don't trust liars.
Well, so can you prove me a false prophet?
Hmm?
I mean, you just sat there and gave the charge.
Why should I go ahead and prove you're a false prophet?
Why should you prove anything? You just keep going on and on with no proof.
Well, I'm going ahead and pointing out is that you're deleting the evidence right now.
I'm deleting what you asked me to delete, dude. You were crying about this 2 weeks ago. And so I took down those threads because there was such a source of controversy.
So stuff is being deleted.
Brian writes? Yeah. I'm going to delete the whole damn forum. Don't you get that?
Your form is the end of the line. I could delete my form, and it wouldn't even hurt me. Wait. You're going to go ahead and delete this or sender then?
No, I didn't say that. I said I could, and it wouldn't hurt me one bit.
The thing about it is, just like Six Killer says, this is not the first time we've been to this rodeo.
Been to what?
Good. This is not the first time we've been.
Good. Then why'd you guys both sit on my forums as long as you did, and then sit there and stab me in the back? If you knew that was what was happening.
What?
Well, why didn't you sit in your own forum? Why'd you sit there and use me as a soapbox to make a name for your damn self?
Hey,
I noticed you didn't even go on the radio until after you went on Bill Finks, and then all of a sudden you felt you had a flock, which you didn't even understand were my people that I sent to listen to you, and then you turn around and bite the hand that feeds you?
Do you want me to go respond to that?
Please.
What happens is that I knew, I mean, you know, pretty well, John, you know, pretty well, Six Killer told me is that I was wasting my time going ahead and, you know, trying to go ahead and deal with Sci-Fi Saber and, you know, and Visser because, hey, they're just dishonest Fruit Loops. You can't.
As opposed to?
And
as opposed to who? Galetti?
Are you going to let me go ahead and finish?
I mean, you keep saying how you don't trust. What reason did you have not to trust?
Because I'm trying to get to that.
Please.
In any case, I went ahead and I sort of seen how Sci-Fi acted, and I ran off a bunch of people over on Aryan Front from claiming to be Aryan Nations, and they were all annoyed about that. And I sort of see how Sci-Fi goes ahead and treats us two or three people in New Jersey. But pretty well, what annoyed me was way back on August 3rd when, you know, here's admin going ahead, and there's a thing on your own forum to where Brian Wright went ahead and says, hey, look, I went ahead and resigned from Morse Goulet's church. I don't think he's doing right. I'm going ahead and form my own church. And here's admin, who you went ahead in a different private message to me, said it was a fruit loop, especially since he got married. And I have no idea. I mean, we don't even know. Some of the speculation we had is whether or not your brother actually exists, and if whether or not he's just some little schizoid figment of your imagination. I mean, there is
kind of like your million sock puppets, right?
I don't have a million sock puppets.
Well, I mean, it's kind of ironic. Whether it is or isn't, it doesn't matter. It has no bearing on life or CI or dual feed line whatsoever, my forums.
Can I go ahead and go on?
Please. I'm still waiting for you to get up to this betrayal.
What I do is I go ahead and see this, and then I go ahead and dig out this forum, and I go ahead and discover that Gillette's church is up for renewal. And I know better than go ahead and say, hey, look, everybody, Gillette's church is up for renewal because, you know, guess what? I mean, you know, Visser or Brian Wright might find a Confederate to go ahead and send $25 in.
Oh, yeah.
And take away Gillette's church from them.
You go to Seven Poverty Law Center now and you look at their hate map and you'll see one thing.
Why don't you let me finish?
Because you're rambling fucking hot air, dude. You keep going on and on in circles and you haven't proven nothing.
I ain't going in circles.
Circles. Where's the proof? My brother offered Brian Wright a sub farm. That means anything? I own Church of the Sons of Yahweh. Have you been to the Southern Poverty Law Center lately? Have you been there and seen that Aryan Nations is attributed to Brooks, Georgia, which is me? You keep whining about stuff. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I haven't gone recently to the SPL.
Right, of course not. Of course not. You're worried. Oh, my God, trying to save face. I'm so concerned. Are you concerned with making a name for yourself? Because Gillette thinks you're a screwball. And that's the reality of it.
He might. I don't really, you know, I mean, if Gillette wants to, all I've tried to do is make sure that when Gillette gets out of prison, you know, Six Killer can go ahead and give him his church and he can do whatever he wants to with it.
I'm sure. And I'm sure he couldn't have done that without your help, right?
Well, what happened is I found out that this thing needed to go ahead and be done, and I pretty well sent a letter to Gillette, and I sent a letter to this old man, and they went ahead and renewed it. But at the time, it looks to me like you and Brian Wright are pretty well plotting to go ahead and steal it from.
Well, that's how it looks to you. You see, how it looks to you is in fact.
Will you let me continue?
Please.
So, you know, then comes the sci-fi blow up here, and it's quite apparent to me, you know, go ahead and reading it, that you and Brian Wright are still trying to go ahead and, you know, tell here, and that concerned me more than, you know, essentially you plotting with sci-fi to go ahead and kick me out. I mean, you know, some of the stuff you got people do is more like a crackhead delusion or something like that than anything. But going on, here comes.
Yeah,
you know,
please get to the point. Get to some proof. Get to something substantiated. I'm waiting.
If you go ahead and look at my forum,
uh-huh.
What I did is I put these posts on an administrative, you know, forum to where nobody could see by myself because I knew that they'd probably have to be used. And then, you know, when I seen Brian Wright show up for the fifth time about how you and he were dancing around for 6 years, and I said, no, it's really more like 5 years or so. I mean, I went ahead and decided that was the last. And then he goes ahead and he says, well, can I go ahead and, you know, use something on the blog here? And here comes, you know, here goes Fruit Loop Visser saying, well, yeah, that's private property. At the same time, here he is talking about all the smack about the racial fraud, this Christian Dante. And I could go ahead and read these posts.
Sure. And you someone else's post.
You
have nothing to do with me.
You can go ahead and say, I mean, you know, the post that you went ahead and referred to is he never stood up. He never stood up for Richard Butler.
I don't need to stand up for Richard Butler.
Hmm?
It's not my position to stand up for Richard Butler.
It's the, I think it's your position to go ahead.
No, that's what you think.
If he's being, if he, well, fine.
Right. What you think. No, that isn't the law of Yahweh, dude.
So is Chris Sandandy racial flawed?
According to Brian Wright, it is. And who is Brian Wright but some sock puppet who's sitting here controlling you, making you do these shows?
Here you come up saying he's my sock puppet.
I didn't say he's your sock puppet. I'm saying he is a sock puppet. He's been banned and he keeps coming back. I don't know whose sock puppet he is. But I do know one thing, that when a sock puppet comes to throw a monkey wrench in the system, you don't sit there and give him your loins. You don't sit there and say, oh, my God, Brian Wright, five shows. Let me discuss Brian Wright. Brian Wright's a pagan. You're spending all your time giving publicity to someone who's an antichrist. Who cares about Brian Wright and what he posts on the Internet? Shouldn't it be about the fruits, like Jesus Christ said, judge a man according to their fruits? If we did that, we'd know that the profane mouth people aren't CI, and we'd know that those who have the ability to preach are.
Thing about it is you're able to preach, I'll grant you that, but you can't, I mean, you can't be trusted.
No, you shouldn't trust any man, like I said. Cursed the man who trusts any man. If you're getting in the CI to trust somebody,
The thing is that every single time you go ahead and you associate with these thieves, and then you
fall out. What does that say for my association with you? What does that say? Do you not understand that for at least the last year, I have had almost every single member of my board, members from Think's board, members from all over the Internet telling me to shit ban you. And I've told them, no. I've had that. That's been
the thing is that I have no idea. If you don't go ahead and name names, I know. So in short, I'm just supposed to go ahead and trust you by the
No, I'm not saying trust you. I'm saying just look at the fruits. I sat
the
there
fruits.
And allowed you to go
the
and attack everybody under the sun on my board. I sat there and I allowed you to even attack me for a week and a half.
Wait, hold on. Everybody, who is everybody I attacked?
Who's everybody you attacked? Well, you've been attacking a lot of people in the movement that have no bearing on CI. Let's consider Linder, Glenn Miller. These people aren't CI. What do they have to do with anything?
Fine.
They have nothing to do with anything, right?
Trader Glenn Miller is a traitor who's pretty well paying for Alice Linder. If you want to
so
go
you're
ahead,
a judge.
You
can
go,
judge who's a
if
traitor
if
or Linder.
If you want to go ahead and support Trader Glenn Miller and Alice Linder, that's fine.
Who's supporting him? The point is, we're not supposed to be bothered. We're not even supposed to worry about the devices of the wicked.
Why are you attacking them?
We're not supposed to be tailbearers. We're not supposed to be busybodies. We're not supposed to gossip. And that's why I think you keep running from the Bible. Because if it really came down to Scripture, you would know that you're wrong.
What Scripture is this?
What Scripture? It's all a proverb. You're not supposed to be a tailbearer. In fact, those who go around slandering without two witnesses are to be put to death by the very law you profess to preach.
The thing about it is that you've been caught by your own admission.
Caught in what?
You already admitted that you were conspiring with Sapphire Faber to have me banned.
Yeah, you banned from Aryan Nations, not from Church of the Sons of Yahweh. That's not a conspiracy. And I also explained to you that I told Faber to go take a hike, and he went and excommunicated you himself. And it was to my detriment, because Wickstrom went after me.
How can Sapphire communicate me?
He can't. No more than you can. So
what?
Don't you see how ridiculous you look right now trying to tell people?
Have I said to excommunicate Jeremy Visser?
Yeah, you have. Yes, you have.
Where?
In your own post, and it's on my forum, where you sat there and said, I'm no longer, according to you, fit to be a dual seed line preacher. That's exactly what you said, and that you were going to call an ecumenical council. So, you did.
No. What is this ecumenical council bullshit?
Well, if I know, but you're posting crap on the net.
I'm not going to call no ecumenical council.
You can't, because you don't realize that if you did, the majority would sit there and shit-sling you out. Don't you get it?
What I've done for you is to try and help you, man, to give you a softer edge. You're trying to go ahead, tell me how insane I am and all that.
No, I'm not saying you're insane. I'm saying post a poll on any forums. Post a poll on Fink's forums and see what it is. You don't even know the fucking support I've been getting. Because of you, dude.
I have no idea.
I know.
If you, then,
I know you don't. That's the saddest thing.
If you're getting all this support from me, then you have no complaint, then do you?
No, I don't. And that's what I'm saying. I think it's
well,
great.
Then
but,
what
I,
is,
but,
then
you
what
know,
is
it's
this,
just like.
What is this last, what is this last, oh, what, 45 minutes been about that? If you have no complaint against me, then you have no complaint then, in other
well,
words,
I have
right?
complaints against you. Sure, I have many complaints.
Why
in fact,
you,
I have more
I mean,
of a right
I mean,
to hear them because
you
I allowed
want,
you a soapbox on my phone. I never posted on your boards.
Am
I never
allowed,
went over there and sat there.
I
never even slandered you when I could have.
Am I not allowing you to go ahead and say whatever you wish to say on this program?
I guess. You keep going on and on and on. Oh, well, I know there's some dead Nazi money because I talked to some old retard in a barn in Idaho, and why not believe that? And I know that you offered him a soft porn, so therefore you're conspiring for $400 million.
Do we both know which old retard in the barn that we're talking about?
No, this is something you said. This
okay.
is supposedly the entire
so
basis
know,
of you going
you
on and
know,
saying, I'm in
no,
it for some
no.
stealing some money. Yeah, I know. I know, man. I've been preaching
I mean,
for 10
I mean,
years
thing,
for nothing
thing,
for money. I mean, come on, dude. You think there's money in seed lines?
You're not going to go ahead and get any money from the Christian and Danny community because
right.
they don't have it.
Right.
Thing,
right, that's why everyone
thing,
thinks this is pretty
thing
ridiculous.
About, thing about is, no, the thing about it is that all of a sudden you go from being on a free forum
yeah.
and posting your sermons to Library of Congress to having fairly up-to-do one, and people are wondering where the money comes from.
Oh, gee, I know. $300, that's a lot of damn money to come up with, isn't it? Maybe to
you. Well, you did, wait.
But you guys keep acting like because I renewed my .org for 10 years.
Wait. You didn't have this money before, but now you have it.
I've always had money, and I've explained this to you before. The money's got to come from the flock. That's what a church is.
Well, okay. So what happens is that what you told me previously about how you were not doing well and how you had to go ahead and paint at your mother's house here and your parents' house and how they were invested in stock, which was about to tank. That was a lie then? Or
no, who knew a lie?
Hmm?
How is that a lie? Yeah, that's true. Back
so you no longer work at the Caterpillar plant?
No, I haven't worked at Caterpillar in 2 years, man.
Okay.
2 years.
And what happens is that you came up with, all it takes was $300?
Yeah, $300, and you're going on
okay.
like it's a million. I mean, $300, I can
no,
pull out
I,
on my
I mean,
sofa.
I mean, what you're telling me is
well,
that
everyone wants
you're
to know where you're getting money.
Rich.
Gee, you know what? Maybe they should have sent some damn money. Then they would have the right to sit and wonder where I'm being funded. Don't you get that? All you people like you and Six Killer never put a dime into my ministry, even when I was helping you and giving you a soapbox to sit and post. Never.
You
I never got $5 from you.
Okay, well,
but you're going to sit here and bitch and tell me how to run it, ain't ya?
No, I didn't tell you how to run it.
Well, you're sitting here saying, well, we don't like this, we don't like it. You don't like it, you don't post. You don't go on a man's board and say, I don't like the fact that he doesn't let me attack Obadiah.
No,
that's what you're supposed to do as a pastor, protect your flock.
That wasn't at all my complaint. I'd pack up down if I wanted to. Where you had the problem was back wheel. I mean, when Brian Wright shows up for the fifth time on your brand new forum and here you come up with this sort of thing, I decided it was just time to have a divorce from
him. Cool. Why didn't you? You know, one thing on the net, most people who leave good goodbye threads are attention whores as it is. I mean, why didn't you just leave and not post? Why'd you have
the
to go
thing,
out never so
thing,
much as email
thing,
me and engage
thing,
on a smear
thing,
campaign about some money
is,
that only exists in your head, Lindsay? It doesn't exist in anybody else's head, including Gallette,
no,
who's never
no,
even
no,
doesn't even know
no,
what you're talking
no,
about.
Fine. I have no idea what Gallette knows.
Gallette don't know what you're talking about.
When is the last time you went ahead and had contact with Gallette?
About 2 months ago, I got a letter from.
2 months.
And I don't bother with these people like y'all. You see what I'm saying? I feel like writing them a letter now. You know? Because this is ridiculous. You're sitting there slandering a man who's been preaching for over a decade. Because why? Because you don't like how I, A, what, preach? How I run my forum?
I
don't really know. What is it?
When did I say that I don't really care, that I really care what you preach?
Well, you just got through saying that, listening to pastors like listening to Clinton. Well, at least I'm preaching, dude.
Well, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, at least I've got 100,000 listeners a week. which you can't touch. That's what you don't realize. 90% of my ministry is on the radio. It has nothing to do. That's what I'm saying. If my forums went down, it wouldn't hurt me one bit.
Will you calm down? I went ahead and did an internet search of pretty well what your traffic is, and it's not even listed.
Of what? What's not listed?
Your forum is not even listed.
Which is a new one's not. Yeah, I know that.
Well,
the old one is.
No, I mean the old, well.
The old one definitely
is. I mean,
you do a search for Covenant People's Forums. It's number one in Google, and you say, you do a search for, dude, do a search for Pete Peters, I come up number two. Do a search for you, I come up ten ranks before you. And so it doesn't matter.
Well,
we're supposed to work together. We're supposed to reason together.
I end up going in, and I'm able to do a Google search, and I have no idea where you come to the figures. Usually when I'm going ahead and writing about something, my work ends up being usually on the first page.
Cool.
Usually on the second and third and fourth
page. Cool.
Do
a search on Gallant and see what pops up. Yeah. I mean, you're worried about Gallant. People want to hear Gallant. They come to my forums and download my audio of Gallant. You know why? That was my job. Gallant gave me that position in the Church of Sons of Yahweh, and Johnson knows that, and so does Six Killer. My job was control of all the audio. That's why I have all of his audio. We're Six Killer putting money into the Church of Sons of Yahweh. I go over to Church of Sons of Yahweh, and guess what? All the Sword of Truth broadcasts are dead links. Where's the sermons? Where's the audio? Where's anything? 5 years ago, that's been written up. What would it matter if Brian Wright did? That's what you keep going on. If Brian Wright got the money and ran a church, I say kudos. Yes. Because at least a church would be being run. As opposed to a bunch of people sitting around saying, oh, my God, somebody might get some money and run a church. Good. Good. If Brian Wright got the money to run Church of the Sons of Yahweh, good. Gallant ain't. You guys ain't.
So you ain't even running your own church.
So Brian Wright.
Isn't altogether a sock puppet.
We both know that Brian Wright was in the Church of the Sons of Yahweh with us. All I know is that Brian Wright, in different manifestations, has popped up on all three of my forums under several different names from several different ISP numbers, I hear. You know, that's what I know. I don't know if the Brian Wright posting on our forums or my forums right now is the Brian Wright. I don't know that, and you don't know that.
Well, I disagree whether, as to what I know.
Well, I mean, if you have access to my IP logs, you know it, once again, keep going on and on like it's truth, but you don't know it.
Hold on. I'm letting you just pretty well talk.
Cool. That's my point. You're sitting here saying you know, well, you better be right. You better be right. Because by which measure you judge, you'll be judged in return. What if it isn't?
I'm just simply telling people. To pretty well avoid.
You're telling John because you ain't got no listeners. There's like three people in there, and two of them I sent from my forums. So you're welcome, Lindsay. And I'll keep doing that as long as you keep preaching and sending me people.
Who did you go ahead and send to my forums then?
Huh? Not your forums, your talk show show. Look down there.
Okay.
Yeah, Officer Nice. Couple people there. Yeah, it's linked. It's posted because people are thinking it's funny that Lindsay's going to spend 3 hours going on and on warning the world about Pastor Visser, who might get some money. And if I did get some money, according to your own hypotheses, what do you think I'd do with it? Obviously, I'd run a church. So what is your problem with trying to hinder CI churches?
I'm not complaining. I'm just wondering where the money's coming from.
I don't think there is any money. I think that's something that you yourself maybe talked to somebody, and maybe they even told you it existed. But frankly, I need to see the proof.
So why should this, what'd you call him, an old idiot in the barn?
Yeah.
Why should this old idiot in the barn lie to me?
Maybe he's retarded. Do you know the guy? I mean, you know the guy personally? Maybe he's a little off like a lot of people in CI are. Maybe he's just a little off and he's, you know, who knows? Maybe he's 100% honest, and maybe that money does exist. But don't you think for a minute if some Nazi was telling you, oh, there's some money out there, that he would have been the one to go out and register all of this and take the money for himself? I mean, this is like Goonies. Oh, it's a big treasure chest. Everybody's out for this money. Gallant's church is worthless. Nothing. It's not worth anything. His name is worth something, and that's why I hope he comes out and preaches. But he's got nothing at his site. There's nothing there. All of his old forums are at Johnson's site. And Johnson, if you go back to Johnson's site, you'll see all the posts that Brian Wright made, all the posts you made, and all the posts we made, all together back then, because that's what he did, too. He did the ADL's job for him, and he sat there and he said, well, at 10:32 on December 31st, 2005, Brian Wright posted this, and the ADL just marks it down. Thank you. I mean, if everything you were saying was true, then you should be rebuked for revealing inside secrets that happen in a secret sub-forum in our section. I mean, you're running on and on talking about the inner workings of Covenant People's Ministry.
Oh, wait. So, in other words, I'll be rebuked for going ahead and revealing these posts.
No, you should be rebuked for attacking a fellow brother without Christian due process, without any proof, and without at least a second witness.
The thing about it is that you went ahead, I mean, now you're claiming that Brian Wright is a sock puppet, but at the time he went ahead and said that Christianity is a racial fraud, all you could do is think about protecting Jeremy Visser.
Right.
And that's pretty well.
Right.
That's
it's not my job to protect Goat like you feel it is yours. It's not my job to protect anybody but my own ministry, right?
Oh, okay. Protect, I mean...
Right. Where does it say in some CI bylaws that I'm supposed to protect Gillette from every idiot who posts on VNN? I can't even post at VNN. You act like I'm supposed to go over there and attack Brian Wright. Well,
No. That's what gets me, is that of all the Obadiah people that you post here, these VNNF people here, they figured out Obadiah for being a total gender-bending
guy. You really knew who Obadiah 118 was? You'd be pretty shocked, and I think you'd stop talking. I'm not going to tell you who he is, because I don't think you've done your homework. If you go to VNN and you search and you find out, I'm not going to defend the guy in one shape or form, but if you're saying that he was a pet tart over there, no, he wasn't. No. In fact, Linder hated him. Yeah.
Linder never banned him like he banned me.
No, he banned him. That's why you see Obadiah 118. Search all the way back, and you'll find out who he was originally. And I think you might be shocked. But I'm not going to do the homework for you. I know who he is, and I'm glad he's on the forum.
Fine. You end up going ahead and saying something. I know what Obadiah is.
Good.
What happens is people, he's a gender bender. He's a gender bender of some sort.
So you're willing to face Yahweh God in judgment for calling somebody a drag queen and a transsexual based on an avatar?
Is that what it boils down to?
That you'll slander somebody like that. You better be right.
You've got to go ahead and have somebody to slander.
Who said? Well, yeah, I don't have to slander anybody.
Why don't you go ahead and define the meaning of the word slander then?
Slander is saying hurtful things that are not true that can cause damage, financial or emotional, to me. And that's what you're doing.
How am I causing you financial problems?
You could. If anybody took what you said with a grain of salt, you could. And that's the point. It's not about slander. It's about you do it. If you're going to come up and call somebody a faggot, you better be sure they're gay. Because by which measure you judge, you'll be judged.
Sounds to me that your position is no different than the ADL and FDLC.
And how's that?
I end up, they go...
Because I don't judge a man on his avatar? On a picture of something?
Hold on. I mean, it's been my experience that people who go ahead and hide behind a Nazi avatar are usually Jews. Those people go ahead and claim that they're, like James, this James the Just here. I had fun with him because only niggers go ahead and claim to be Jesus Christ. Even the most deluded wigger knows better than claim to be Jesus Christ.
And when did this guy claim to be Jesus Christ?
No, he claims to be Jesus Christ, brother. You people came up with all this crap.
Are you using James the Just? You think he's claiming to be Jesus, brother? Are you serious? What if his name is James?
He supposedly lives with some character named James Radcliffe in Apache Flats, Arizona.
Some dude on the internet.
The thing about it is these people come.
Did you notice no one posts on your forums? Because you don't like anybody, so they don't post over there. Why is that, Lindsay?
In many cases, you know, why can't you go ahead and pronounce my name correct? You know, why don't you just call me Linstead instead of Linstead or Linseed or whatever?
Linzit, that's what I always heard you referenced as. Now your name's not Linzit? And secondly, what's this Dorzhinsky? You're taking a commie Jew's name. What's that about? People
want
to know.
He wasn't a Jew.
Oh, no. Dorzhinsky? No. Felix Dorzhinsky? No, he wasn't a Jew, was he? Give me a break, dude. Come on.
Well, why don't you go ahead and read the Wikipedia thing? I'm going to go ahead and answer this sword forever thing. I'm going to go ahead and answer it.
Good deal.
I have answered it. The thing about it is, Felix Dorzhinsky was not a Jew.
Okay.
Okay?
Says you.
Like anybody could have gone ahead and figured out if they'd gone ahead and actually read up on the man.
Huh.
But in any case, who's one for slander now?
But it's pretty substantiated that Felix Dorzhinsky's a Jew and killed more Christians than the damn Bolsheviks. But you can keep going on and on in your self-delusion
So, in other words, you keep on claiming that Felix Dorzhinsky was a Jew when he wasn't.
You're the only one saying he's not. Pretty common knowledge,
that he wasn't. Why don't you go ahead and look?
Because, frankly, I don't care. I don't have to take someone's name like Martin Luther or Martin Luther Dorzhinsky. I have my own name to protect. I don't have to take someone else's name like Martin Luther Verkun. Do you see the difference, the hypocrisy? I don't care about Felix Dorzhinsky.
Well, I know
you apparently do, because you have no works of your own.
You
want
to go ahead and bitch about it. The thing about it is that what you've done is you brought in all these people,
right?
And they've pretty well
separated the wheat and the chaff from me, and you're the chaff.
Well,
but you don't get. You're the one taking these diseased sheep diseased sheep are the people who want to listen to your foul mouth, dude.
This is my foul mouth.
Yeah.
The only type of people who want to listen to your type of guy are people like you.
In this entire time,
you said that 30% of what I say is profanity.
Pretty much. Yeah,
okay.
Man, you've made threats that make me blush, dude, and I've done time.
Has this chat been 30% profanity?
Has this chat? No, this chat hasn't, but you ain't got no listeners. So what? What difference does it make? If you cut or don't cut, you're sitting here saying that the Yahweh, just prove it. Right there. You want to sit here and put it on the reservation? Then simply prove where in the Bible it's allowed and tolerated to use profanity. You keep going on and on, and my people have provided you with hundreds of scriptures saying no. You haven't provided one.
Provide me with hundreds.
Provide me with one.
There's not one. Provide me with two.
They provided you with hundreds, and that threat is still there.
Hundreds.
There's tons. And you haven't so
hundreds.
Much as provided
why
one to prove that God. All you do is say it like a Pharisee of old and act like it's true.
Yes, sir. The problem of it is, you go ahead and you lie. And then you can't go ahead and prove it.
Where's the proof? Prove it. It's right there. You want proof? Okay, everybody listening, go to covenantpeoplesministry.org and look at the thread that Martin Linzit himself started called Possible Obadiah started. And in that thread, is profanity necessary? There's at least, I know, 50-some-odd verses in there. To wit, Linzit hasn't done anything but put forth his own hypotheses saying profanity is okay. Prove it. One, prove it.
There's not 50 scriptures.
Give me one verse. Okay, fine. There's two. There's three. Why don't you give me one?
Huh?
There's three. There's two. There's eight. Give me one.
Hold on. It went from 100 to 50 to 3.
Yeah, I can give you 100. I can pull 100. You want 100? I can pull you 100 verses out of the Bible saying that we are supposed to control our flesh and our tongue. And you know it. And you keep going on and on about justifying profanity. Prove it. One verse.
I haven't bothered to justify anything.
Of course not. You put forth a hypothesis saying that there is no prohibition on Israelite speech, making you a false prophet, because that's not the truth. The third commandment bans that. You know it.
The what?
The third commandment is a prohibition on Anglo-Saxon monosyllables.
And when you come along
and say there is no prohibition, you are the false prophet. Because there are prohibitions, and the third commandment is a prohibition against using the Lord's name, a noun, in vain. And we're also commanded to not let corrupt communication come out of our mouth. What is corruption, Linzit? What is corruption?
Yes, sir. You're acting nutty. The thing about it is that I didn't use the word of Yah. I didn't use the name of Yahweh in vain.
No, you didn't. But you sat there and put forth a hypothesis and haven't backed it up. You see, your treatise is you can use profanity. Now give me one verse. One verse. Two verses.
If you do not like.
Right, because it doesn't exist. The Talmud says you can cuss. The Talmud talks about bastards and cunt and cum and Jesus Christ being boiled in dung. Not white men. Not Christian. Don't you get that?
Hold on. You're attributing something that I didn't say.
Oh, really?
Now calm down, Visser.
I'm 100% calm. You just keep going in circles. Now, before you go on again, how about some proof of the money? How about a verse that says it's okay
proof
to come since you said
proof
it is?
Proof of the money. Why should I go ahead?
Because you're slandering somebody and are risking a greater judgment by slandering somebody based on no witnesses,
no proof, nothing. Visser, if you want to go ahead and, you know, show I'm, you know, slamming you, go ahead and go.
You are. Everyone knows it. Are you not? You don't have proof. It's all in your head. You talk to someone on the internet, and that's good enough for you to slander a man better than you.
Besser. I don't think you're better than me. But in any case, the thing about it is...
Of course you don't. I know. You, who's in a mental hospital for 4 years for raping little kids... Of course, you don't think anybody's better than you. You think you're the Pope of CIA and can sit and talk down your nose at people who actually do stuff.
Go ahead, call me a baby raper.
Right. Exactly. If there wasn't probable cause, you wouldn't have been charged. And if you keep going on and on, there's the fact of it. Normal people don't do 3 months. It's 90 days for an evaluation, dude.
Get this straight.
Yeah.
Now that I've heard from your own mouth, I hope to make you go ahead and eat your testicles.
Yeah, you can't, because you're an old crippled punk, and I would have you murdered if you came to my side of the town. You're an ungrateful little punk, Lindsay, and I tell you what, you're through in CI. You better fucking know it. There's not one single person out there who buys your crap, except for one or two people who think like you, and they're just as worthless as you, who've never done anything but spend their time attacking people who actually do preach. You've got no fruits of your own but rotten slander.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, there's lots more.
But
I'm still waiting for your proof,
dude.
I'm still waiting for you to back up this money that you keep going on and on about against Christian due process. I'm still waiting for one verse saying that it's all right to cuss if you're going to sit there and claim to be a pastor and speak for dual feed line and say it's okay. Here's the verse.
Visser.
Give me one verse saying it's all right to use profanity, please.
Huh?
It doesn't exist.
It does exist. But what happens, there's no scripture that says that I can't. The thing about it is, if you don't like what I have to say, don't listen to
it. Right, and if you don't like how we vote on forums, stay the fuck off our boards.
I have stayed.
You went on my boards, and what'd you do? You started running your trap about me supposedly conspiring with money in my own stuff, and this is your unsubstantiated BS.
Yes, sir. Do you remember that you went ahead and used an Anglo-Saxon monosyllable?
Yeah.
You're going to burn in hell for that?
Oh, did I say you were going to burn in hell for using a profanity word, a profane word?
No.
No, I don't think anybody's ever even suggested that, but you. You took it upon yourself to go way off saying, oh, my God, they're calling me on my potty mouth. I better start a smear campaign against every single other poster. The average person out there knows someone like James the Justin Obadiah 118 or Bright. And able to post a logical thing and back up their premise with scripture.
You haven't done nothing but
alter people's posts, sit there and say they guzzle cum and the most disgusting, vile Jew crap I've ever heard, and never once have I heard you quote a Bible verse. Never once out of three shows have I heard you mention the name of Jesus Christ. Why is that?
Because
you're a political pastor. That's convenient.
Fine.
You never have to preach.
The thing about it is that I don't go ahead and preach lies. I've already told the other people here that essentially I don't go ahead and, you know, take over and preach new heresies and come up with new.
So preach the old ones.
The thing about it is.
What are you bringing to the table except for slander?
You preach all sorts of stuff here, but most of it is just lies because you don't live it.
You can judge me that way. And how do you know I don't live it? You've never met me.
What happens is that what you said is that I'm a, you know, I'm a baby raper.
Sure. You were charged with it and you did 3 years in a mental hospital. I'd say you are. I think any thinking man would think the same thing.
No.
Oh, yeah. They just put you in there with no probable cause?
I was sent illegally to it.
Oh, illegally. With no probable cause. Right. My ass.
There was no probable cause.
Yeah, I got the police report. You want me to put it up on the internet, too?
I've already put it up on the internet.
Good. Yeah, there. So there's no wrongful imprisonment there, dude.
No.
And that's my point. You get lifted up in your head. You better worry about your damn self before you start judging other people.
What they did is I went ahead and posted. I was unlawfully charged.
Okay.
Well,
3.5 years they kept you wrongfully charged.
I was legally sent to jail.
BS.
I mean,
they're not going to keep you in a mental hospital for 3.5 years for evaluation, dude.
They kept me there for two and a half years.
Secondly, if you would have made general population, you'd have been raped like a bitch, and everybody who's ever done time in prison knows what happens to short eyes. So you can sit there and run your trap saying you're going to do something, but you couldn't even get to me, dude.
Why? Are you in prison? What do you know about it?
Huh? Oh, I've been locked up. I know all about short eyes, boy. I could have put a shank in many of them myself.
I'm sure you have. See, the thing about it is this, sir, is that you're a criminal. You assume.
Yeah,
that
right. You're not, though. Oh, yeah. In a mental hospital, you're damn skippy. I'm a criminal, just like Jesus Christ. In the eyes of this world, you're damn right. Christ was in jail, but he was never in a mental hospital, was he?
We can go ahead, be on Stumbling Radio, and you
sure,
can
sure, why don't we talk about
on.
The Bible instead of talking about a bunch of meaningless crap like Brian Wright, who has no bearing whatsoever on Dual Feed Line, who's best
well,
friend 5 years ago?
What happens is that you and him were thicker than thieves.
Mm.
And you have been.
Pretty well,
my entire problem with you was giving them preferential treatment. In any case,
I gave you preferential treatment. You had a Trump form. Brian Wright never did.
Hold on. You've led and waved, and I've let you. You have not been censored or anything like that. Do you have anything to say in the next minute or so?
Yeah, more or less what I said last time, man. You gotta get away from the gossip and actually start preaching. This stuff doesn't matter. 3 weeks, dude, 3 hours from now, no one's going to care. And I'll keep promoting it for you because I think you need the hits. Because you can't do it on your own, but I'm telling you, a little bit of advice.
Right.
Stop the slander shows. I've got 20 of them myself, and I don't even put them up. You know why? No one cares. No one cares about slander. It doesn't last. What does last is the word of God, and apparently you haven't figured that out.
Then what is your complaint?
What is my complaint? My complaint is you are wrongfully accusing me, my brother, my ministry, and my forum of unsubstantiated lies. On top of it, you've been locked up for 3.5 years. How dare you come out of a fucking mental home and come here and speak anything against me? Who the hell do you think you are, Lindsay?
So short.
Who the hell do you think you are? You're no pope. You don't speak for how I run my boards or how I preach or what I do. You don't even have the right to say it. But if you want to sit there and keep sending me traffic, go ahead. I learned what you're going to learn 10 years ago. And that sitting there running in circles, running worthless, pointless slander doesn't go anywhere. No one listens to it. No one cares. I put it on iTunes. No one listens to your shit. And it's before that reason, dude. They don't want to listen to a bunch of meaningless circles about what they do want to hear, though, is the word of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, you sound rather nuttier than what I allegedly was.
Well, I hope so. Good.
But in any case,
good, dude. A man is known by their enemies.
Anybody who
sees you as something good is somebody I do not want to associate with.
Okay.
That is why Six Killer's ass got banned today. He could have went there. He could have been respectful. One rule: no disrespect. And
no
boom,
disrespect.
Gone.
So,
I would rather have no posters than posters like you. Period.
Okay.
Any day.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
any day. You haven't done one bit in helping me. Rather, you have hindered me over the last year and a half because of guilt by association.
Guilt by association. Okay.
Yeah. I've had tons of people come to me saying, what the hell are you doing aligning with this Lindsay dude? And I say, you know what?
I have no idea. I really have no problem with you and your sock puppets. You know,
I don't have sock puppets. You do. My forum are real people, and I don't care. That's the point. That's how I can drop 10 at a time. Your forum has no views. The same thread you started at my forum, possible betrayal by Visser, on your forum has got 200 views. My forum, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
No one looks at you. No one listens to you. You don't
2010?
Yeah,
well,
dude. You know why? Because
you don't do anything.
If you had something of worth, you would go and get it.
Visser. You know, yeah. Probably can go ahead. I can go ahead. let you on. You can go ahead and scream and holler some more, and I'll listen to this, and I'll go ahead and give it some thought.
Well, you're going to go post again tomorrow in your forums talking about, I just let Visser go, and I stabbed him in the back because you're a punk. That's what you did last time. You sat there, and you know what? By the way, on StumbleIn, I was sitting there allowing you to go through your spiel because normal people can see you're insane. And then
really?
What did you do the next day? You posted, sat there, and said, I just sat there and acted like I was his friend. You ain't my friend. You're a backstabbing snake. And that's the point. You want to go on StumbleIn? You better be ready, buddy. Because when I go there,
well,
I'm going to rip your ass.
I guess there's a lot of people who are listening on StumbleIn, and they sort of thought that you were a thieving weasel. But
oh yeah,
in
right. StumbleIn. Right, at StumbleIn. Those are your type of people, dude. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah,
yeah,
boy. I'd rather go to a forum where the top threat is the chicks I currently want to fuck. You're talking about StumbleIn?
Well, I'm not saying
Oh yeah, there are a lot of people at StumbleIn who look up to you, right? Because they're pieces of shit too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, right. People are sitting there posting about all the chicks they want to rape. People are sitting there talking to them just like you, right?
They do got a harsh kind of adverse and
whatever. Yeah, no crap. So you keep saying, oh, well, there were some people stumbling. Good. Wait till next week. I didn't know it was a competition. I didn't know it was a SmackDown. I sat there and let
you
act insane. Next time, I'm going to rip your ass.
Visser. You know, perhaps we can do this next week. I really do need to go ahead and give it a break. So
okay, you'll be back next week talking about me again because you have nothing of your own.
I might.
Sure you will. And all I can say, thank you, buddy.
So maybe.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Maybe you can go ahead and show up next time. Okay.
But as you keep sending me traffic, I'm gonna keep erasing you. Thank you.
Find the mate.
You're doing exactly what Brian wants, and technically now you're doing what we want, and that's cool.
Wait. So I'm doing what Brian Wright wants to do.
Yeah, right. Brian Wright wants you to go out on a smear campaign against me and wants me to attack you. Yeah, that's what Brian Wright wants.
You and Brian Wright have been dancing with each other for 6 years.
Says who? Brian Wright. Once again, unsubstantiated. I don't know Brian Wright. No more than I know you or you know me.
You have an email at StumbleIn. You went ahead and admitted that this email that you sent was the correct one. Correct?
Which one? Which
you sound like a liar who's trying to go ahead and be caught.
No, what email are you talking about? The email about me and Sabre kicking you out of the
animation? What happened is that you had Brian Wright to go ahead and help work on Gillette's church.
No, I never said that. No.
Okay. All right,
I'd like you to prove that, actually. I never said that. No more than I said Wickham was going to excommunicate you.
Hold on. We can go ahead and see you on StumbleIn Wednesday.
No, yeah.
Go ahead.
Right. I said we offered him a sub for him.
Hmm?
I did say that. I did say we offered him a sub. We'll offer any. Dude, I'll give Jesse Jackson a sub for him over there.
Okay.
Yeah? What does it matter? I have nothing to hide. I'm not like you. I'm not a little coward. My doctrine stands. You get it?
Vassar, I want to go ahead and end it.
Good, of course you do, because you're a punk. You want to run like a little bitch and sit there and silence somebody. You haven't been banned from my forums. How come you ain't posted on it? How come you ain't running your concerns over there? You're just going on and on saying you're banned.
Where?
Yeah. Well, you're banned now.
The new forum? I always said I was going to post on Pisser's Pussy
Good,
Towel,
don't.
So hey.
Good, you don't. Don't
okay.
Do me that favor.
Then what are you bitching about me not posting there for?
I'm saying that if you're going to be a punk little bitch and run your trap on the internet against somebody who's 10 times the preacher you are, you better be able to back it up. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir, I'm going to go ahead and
you. Of course you will.
You're
a punk.
Okay.
I'll see you later. You're a bitch.
You
keep
done?
Running your
All
mouth.
Right.
Keep doing your crap and elevating me. I appreciate it.
Anyway, what happens is that Visser's running around screaming about this. Guest number 20. Guest number 20. Why does Visser allow that Brian Billy to post off site if he doesn't like or agree with something? And the thing about it is Visser has been doing for the past 5 years letting Brian Wright run wild. And pretty well what he's been doing is he's been scrubbing this afternoon. He's been scrubbing all these posts. He's been scrubbing these posts. Well, it looks like he went ahead and hung up. In any case, what happens, it looks like, he has his fools on there. Anyway, what happens is Brian Wright and Billy Woods is the same character, and they've been allowed to get on Vissers for a long, long, long time. And, I do believe that there was this old Nazi who went ahead and, left Gillette's church 40% of a $1 to $4 million estate. And, when this sort of thing happened in early August, I went ahead and started a thread because they were going to go ahead and offer Brian Wright a subforum on theirs and on Visser's CPM forum. And Visser didn't say a single thing against kicking the senior pastor of the Gillette went ahead and made and letting putting Brian Wright, allowing him to go ahead and put Visser into place. So Visser has all sorts of notions, and he's been going ahead and deleting these threads. And last week he went ahead and claimed that Brian Wright was a sock puppet of mine. Yesterday I found out that I was to be nuked. Probably six girls were to be nuked from that forum. And pretty well what I was doing yesterday is I was going ahead and saving stuff onto my hard drive. And I was creating sock puppets. The one sock puppet I created was Brian Wright. Brian Wright / Billy Woods. He's one of my sock puppets. I went ahead and took a picture of him. And I went ahead and created, Seed Swiner and Idiot Spawner of Six and a few other idiots on Visser's forum. And like me and Six Curve said, we've been to this rodeo before. And what these people do is they go ahead and they ban people on the grounds that somebody's offended, somebody's slandered. The truth of the matter is, in order for there to be slander, it has to be against somebody specifically named. And I do believe that there was that money, and that Brian Wright and Billy, Brian Wright and Visser were plotting to go ahead and get into Gillette's church. So when I found out that this charter was up for being taken away, in Ohio, from what I gather, it's $25 for every 5 years. And it was due for that. And I certainly wasn't going to go ahead and tell Visser, and I certainly wasn't going to tell Brian Wright that Gillette's church was in danger. So what I did is I went ahead and I wrote Gillette, and I wrote this old guy and told him, look, your church is in danger. You need to go ahead and do something about it. And, yes, it's gone on for a very long time. It's gone on for, five, 6 years now. Okay. William Fink is now on, maybe. Did you get all the posts that were hidden from you on the CPM sites? I went ahead and saved over the years because I knew over the past year, Visser has a history of going ahead and hiding and deleting. He did the same thing with Sci-Fi Favors, for him, so... sometime, I think it was in March or April, I knew that I couldn't trust Visser. But, pretty well the last, she wasn't Obadiah. The last thing was, here comes down Brian Wright for the, fourth or fifth or sixth time. And they're bitching about slander, and they're bitching about making threats or something like that. Brian Wright was threatening John Britton's family. He went ahead and threatened me, but I didn't take it seriously. And I've been locked up for 3.5 years with criminals, and criminal nature is no mystery to me. You people have been going ahead and looking at too much Oz or whatever's on the thing. Criminals are cowards. They don't go ahead and fight to the last man. They're not Robert Matthews, but they pretend to be. And what happens is that a criminal will sell out his mother for an extra tray of food. You cannot trust these people. They are what they are. And when they talk about how you're going to shank child molesters, the fact of the matter is that they were bitching about how there's 750,000 convicted child molesters and all that. And what you end up having among these child molesters are the 21-year-old guy who ends up having his little 16-year-old girl give him a blowjob, and he gets a blowjob from her because they don't want to make her pregnant. And guess what? Now he's charged with 4 or 5 counts of statutory sodomy. And that's the sort of people that they're putting in prison. So you end up having, you know, I have seen pedophiles who cannot, you know, Liz has a habit of repeating main facts. Yeah. When I go ahead and repeat something here, I immediately go ahead and post it in my Christian National Forum. And the reason of it is I have a forum is so that I can go ahead and save what I know. I knew that me and Six Killer, we just had a limited. We were told yesterday that we were going to be nuked today. And pretty well, that's the thing of, you know, that's the meaning of this particular one here, is that, you know, essentially, you know, me and Siskiyou, we get nuked at piss or cinder, because that's what's going to end up happening to Visser Forum. Same thing has happened to every other little ghetto. They form a ghetto, and there's nobody there. I've seen the same thing, you know, happened on the Holy Wars, and all that was left was about 60 spies, of which 2 or 3 were mine, and then, you know, 2 or 3 others who I had spying on it. And nothing left but Clint Downey, her meerkat, Maggie, Andy Anderson, and Richard Nimala. And that was all that was posting anymore. And the same thing is going to happen to what I call Pisser Cinder. It's a burnt-out cinder. His latest forum over on CPM, what happens, the new V-Bulletin forum, what it does, it's set on RSS here. Yesterday, there was no new posters. Today, there's 2. And Visser can't make up his mind. He's whining about why I don't show up to his new forum. And the answer is I can't show up officially there. Give Visser the chance to go ahead and pick up an IP number. I'm going to have to go ahead and wait a couple months. You know, maybe swap out modems. You know, before I go ahead and resume over at Spine, but there's no sense to it. By himself, Visser, you know, Visser really doesn't amount to anything here. Back in August, I decided that, you know, sooner or later, Tom was going to go ahead and have a divorce. And then through August here, you know, he goes ahead and Sci-Fi is acting up. I find out that he's plotting to betray me along with the rest of these Rick Spring people. It don't really matter. Once I found out that Gillette's church was safe, things were okay. And as a result, Visser, he's just like a weasel. He's scared and screaming about slander or something like that. Well, let him do. You know what I mean? Let him go ahead and be worried. Visser didn't come on here yelling and screaming and, you know, repeating I'm a child molester and all this sort of thing. To those people who destroyed my family, I'm going to go ahead and destroy yours. I'm going to go ahead, you know, like I swore an oath to Yahweh, I'm going to go ahead and send you and your family screaming to hell. You know, there's a little sign I have up in my cluttered house. It's called Don't Mess with the Great Tribulation. Well, guess what? The word mess is not the word that's used here. You know what I mean? But since I have about 30%, you know, oh, we can't wait to hear this download. Well, you're going to get to hear quite a bit of it here. See, people show up. The ADL will show up. The Jews will show up. And they'll listen to it. The reason they'll listen to it, this quote movement gossip, is because, you know, pretty well what you end up hearing is you end up hearing honest talk. Visser was beside himself, which is fine. I mean, pretty well the air cleaned up. Movement turd number 6.66 was pretty well the thing had stumbled in, and Visser went ahead and made a number of admissions here. So you can go ahead and do what you want. It doesn't really matter. You can believe whatever you want. But the thing about it is that if Visser has been conspiring with Brian Reich, where does he get the money to go ahead and buy property next to Dave Marley? If a guy making quite a bit of money can't afford, you know, property in Idaho, and I remember back in 1994, that, you know, here were these people. They wrote this thing called Patriot Report, which was big among the proto-militia, you know, types at the time. And they had a previous article saying that they printed in Pocatello, Idaho, and then the last ones from 1994, or late 1994, early 1995, was from Pocahontas, Arkansas. I said, what happened? And the answer is that it was cost only about half as much to live in Arkansas as it does Idaho. Well, Sixcare can tell you the same. It's the most expensive thing because what they have a bunch of white people preyed on by Jews. So, I mean, and what's happened in the last year or so is that the Uyghurs, they can't afford to, you know, provide for themselves, much less the Jews. So as far as Visser's saying here, he's probably correct in that it doesn't cost that much to go ahead and host a web show. But the thing about it is, I don't buy for a minute how, you know, he used to be able to have to go ahead and post his archives on the Library of Congress, and now he got the money to post it on a brand new server. Where did he get the money? And maybe he did get from, you know, maybe he did get from a tither. But he's been with Brian Wright. He's let Brian Wright go ahead and threaten, well, not only me, but everybody else. Well, not everybody else. You know, my friend Six Killer. He threatened his family. He's been banned. He comes back. And the latest lie is that, guess what? He's Brian Wright. You know, he's Brian Wright. Well, no, you know, he's one of my sock puppets, and that's the lie that's been going on. What happens? Me and John Britton were banned, and I was looking at this sort of thing. I was going ahead and looking for links to go ahead and post. And then links disappeared. They disappeared from Visser's forum. They disappeared not only from Visser's new forum, from Brian Wright, hey, I've been dancing with him for 6 years, to the old one, you know, dated July 5th. And Visser, he goes ahead and he says, well, no, it's on secret forum. It hasn't been destroyed. And Visser makes all these little, old substantiations. And, you know, arguing with Visser about whether he uses synthetic or natural drugs is sort of like arguing with Bill Clinton about the meaning of the word is. So, anyway, well, there is emails, there is hidden posts, there is info, and they pretty well want to go ahead and do it here. There's a number of things that I wanted to discuss was Harold Covington, who I'm sort of allied with. I was going to go ahead and have Roxy offer to go ahead and be a member of his board of directors, and, you know, as long as she didn't have to spend any money or do anything, you know, she'd pretty well vote the way I told her to vote, and I'd tell her to vote the same way as Covington would vote. And the reason I do that, you know, it's not only because I'm allied with Covington, but because I hate and despise Trader Glenn Miller and Alex Linder. And there's some more whining. Why should anybody in Christian Identity care if I slander Alex Linder? Just like every liar, they insist. Just like every pig insists. He has a delusion that there's going to be a constitutional fair trial for him, to where all the people he killed can't testify against him because he killed them, and all the paper documents he shredded can't be, you know, used against them because there's no proof. No, Piggy. Just like my hero, Felix Straczynski. What happens? We'll just go ahead and wrap a length of electrical wire around your nutsack and hook it up to a magneto from a Model T, and you will testify. You will testify anything we want. Those people who went ahead and destroyed my family, you'll testify. I used to say, save the last bullet for yourself. No, don't even save the first bullet for yourself, because you've got to go ahead and pay for your crimes, and you will confess. In any case, I've ranted on and on and on, and it took a lot more time, and I'm getting into William Fink's show, and I don't want to do that. I want people to go back to talk to you, you know, and go ahead and talk to him. But I have talked to William Fink, and basically William Fink will run his forum his way, and he really doesn't care what Visser does. He allows Visser to go ahead and post whatever he wants to there, and that's fine. In any case, I'm going to go ahead and end this, and if there's anything that comes up, you know, and if you know, Visser might very well show up at Stumbling Radio, even though there are a bunch of tards and perverts, according to him. Well, I don't know. I don't think he's going to be loved too much at Stumbling. But in any case, Obadiah coming on, and pretty well, you know, this Davy Joe, you know, Davy from the UK, going ahead and whining about how William Fink allowed this cannabis to save us. Well, I don't think cannabis can save us. I sort of think Jesus Christ ought to save us. But on the other hand, if I don't like what Cannabis Can Save Us posts, I don't read what Cannabis Can Save Us posts. In fact, I don't read Cannabis. Usually, most of the time, I don't even pay attention to Cannabis Can Save Us. I don't bother to put him on ignore, but I generally don't read what he can say because it's really none of my business, none of my concern. But, I mean, these people, and, you know, under all sorts of notions, they go ahead and they say they're offended. You can't disrespect these people. Well, yes, I can, and yes, I will. I don't have any respect for thieves or liars or crooks. And I think Visser is a thief, a liar, and a crook. So, in any case, I'm going to go ahead and end this and leave it be and pretty well say, hail victory. Yahweh bless. Goodbye.